Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the 10th day of February 2009. We have 4 hours of important information spanning out before us. We are live. Representative Charles Key joins us in 30 minutes, continuing our ongoing series dealing with all of these different states that are declaring sovereignty or in the process of declaring sovereignty. We had a state rep on from Washington State. He was aware of the FEMA camps they've built and are building. He was aware of the clergy response team secretly being hired by the federal government to brainwash the public to go into the camps. He was aware of the gun confiscation legislation now introduced, and much of that wording is in these different bills. It was 7 states, then 8 states. Now 10 states have bills introduced or have passed bills. And Oklahoma is one of the few that's actually passed it. So we've got Representative Charles Key joining us coming up in 30 minutes from now. Then from the second hour, we will have wide open telephones for the full hour on the banker bailout, the so-called stimulus package, and some of the unbelievable subsections in this multi-thousand page pork barrel nightmare. But it's more than just pork barrel. It's far worse than that. Rationing health care to seniors and other things. Not even rationing, it's eugenics. Wait till we get to this. Then Larry Pratt to track the armada of gun banning, gun restricting, gun registering bills and legislation and executive fiat announcements about the AG being able to ban any guns he wants just simply by announcing it. We'll also get into the fact that they're saying they're going to put more and more gun owners on a, quote, no-fly list, which will also be a no-buy-a-gun list. This is going to expand. If you haven't paid your taxes, when they claim you haven't paid your taxes, they're just going to shut off all your credit cards. They're going to have your landlord throw you out. I mean, this is just the total control grid, a lot bigger than just the Second Amendment. That is coming up with Larry Pratt in the third hour, and then again in the fourth hour, wide-open phones yet again. Okay, I have scanned over the different versions of the stimulus package. The latest version of the stimulus package that has passed the House is awaiting approval in the Senate. Openly states that doctors will not be allowed to practice medicine anymore. Now, they've already been moving towards this where doctors, dentists, and others, if someone is paying with insurance, or if someone is on Medicare or Medicaid, the doctor has to go through protocols that are all computerized, written by the government and the insurance companies and the HMOs to decide what care they can mete out. And so, oh, you've got a bunch of ruptured disc from a car wreck, we'll put you on Prozac. That's what they do now. Take England. And I've watched the House of Commons. I remember seeing Tony Blair admit it. 18 months for brain surgery on operable brain cancer, but you've got to get it quick, and you're talking over a 90% survival rate, but they just say no, you got to wait 18 months, and they look at your age. If you're above 55, that means you've almost finished your usefulness. You are not given the surgery. This is the rationing of healthcare, and all you fools that said you wanted this, you're going to get it now. You're going to get it, and if you've even got the money for healthcare, you're going to have to go to another nation. But in this global system, they're shutting down more and more places where you can get health care. But there'll always be places you can get it because all the globalists have to be able to get health care. So they'll jump on their private jets and fly out and do it. This is eugenics. It is in the legislation. Also, Art Acevedo, what a piece of work, man. He's joined 6 other Texas police chiefs wanting them to take DNA when you're arrested. He is a bloodsucker. I'm going to call him up and tell him he's a bloodsucker. Got his cell phone number. He is just a real piece of work. Yeah, that's right. DNA databases. But hey, what's the big deal? We're all in one at birth anyways.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There's a Bloomberg financial news story today. Ruin your health with the Obama stimulus plan by Betsy McCauley. It's HR1EH. And this is in the larger stimulus package. And it states, well, I mean, not just the bill. This is a quote from Daschle, who's running around promoting it, I guess is a outside the administration minion. Daschle says health care reform will not be pain-free. Seniors should be more accepting of the conditions that come with age instead of treating them. Did you hear that? Yeah, you're supposed to die. You know, I keep saying on air over and over again, eugenics, 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 eugenics. Understand that word, understand all. It's a key word. Eugenics, eugenics, eugenics. Why are they giving girls Gardasil shots they know are attacking the reproductive organs, killing them, maiming them en masse? Eugenics, eugenics. Why does Bayer Pharmaceutical ship out over 1 million injections of HIV and hepatitis filled factor VIII, knowing it's going to kill everybody that takes it? Eugenics, 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 eugenics. What's the whole purpose of the world government? Why do these guys work so hard for it? It's not just about power. It's about eugenics, 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 eugenics. You better find out what it means. I know a lot of you know, but a lot of you don't, and certainly your neighbors, your friends, your families don't know. That's why Obama keeps saying you're going to have to make sacrifices. This is going to be austerity. This is going to be hard. This is going to be tough. Unless you're one of the banker CEOs or their shareholders making trillions, not billions. Daschle says healthcare reform will not be pain-free. Senators should be more accepting of the conditions that come with age. Instead of treating them, that means the elderly will bear the brunt. And it goes on from there. Medicare now pays for treatments deemed safe and effective. The stimulus bill would change that and apply a cost-effectiveness standard set by the Federal Council. Section 464. The Federal Council is modeled after the UK board based in Daschle's book. The board approves or rejects treatments using a formula that divides the cost of treatment by the number of years the patient is likely to benefit. Tens of thousands of people with brain tumors alone that were completely operable could have been fixed. They said, sorry, if you're still alive in 18 months when most of you will die, then we might do the brain surgery. Oh, you've got skin cancer. Sorry, we can't get you in for a year. You're over 55. All of you stupid, stupid people that don't know the government's evil and run by foreign banks who think it's really there to help you. You're going to find out. And look, it's what we deserve. We've killed 50 million babies in this country. We call them a blob of tissue. Old folks are being euthanized coast to coast by the thousands every month that we know of. That's confirmed. Read Wesley Smith's, I know it's in the 20-plus part series now, how they chained down the old people and they begged for food and water. You know, every time I talk about that, people email me and go, oh, Alex, you're making that up, or they comment on the site, oh, radio theater. Hey, listen, I'm not making any of this up. I read that mainstream news story about the baby, lady gets to the abortion clinic for a 7-month abortion, partial birth. The doctor doesn't show up on time. She has the baby, so they grab the baby, throw it on the ground, try to bash its brains out. This is in mainstream news. And then take it and throw it in a dumpster, and it died of exposure with cockroaches chewing on it. And people went in the comment section of InfoWars and said I was making it up. They don't even go to the news article and read it. You just can't handle the truth. You can't handle it. Only facing the evil will start turning it back. Not being a punk. Not being a weak, stupid, delusional coward. Do you understand? These people are going to take everything you've got. Do you understand? There is an army of darkness running the world. They are sworn to hurt the innocent. And you need to wake up and grow up and realize just how serious things are and stop living in denial. Newsweek has the cover story, "We Are All Socialists Now," with the Republicans and Democrats shaking hands. The image of the red states and blue states. Then it offers socialism as the solution and says it's needed. And it says you're all going to have your own little debit card that the government puts your monthly credits on. See, they want to bankrupt things so bad that 90% of us will be on welfare. And with that comes government-controlled rationing. And not just rationing, eugenics. Your credit card statement that the government has access to shows you buy wine every week. Well, sorry, you've got heart disease and liver disease. You don't get health care. In England, they are tied into all the databases. They already are here, too. They just say, I see here you admittedly smoked until you were 35. You're 62 now. You've got lung cancer. You don't get treatment. See, this is what the socialism is all about. It's about controlling and rationing things. The globalists want neo-feudalism. There's plenty of resources. There's plenty of money to go around. It's a high-tech economy. We've built this incredibly advanced technological system. All of our standard of living should be rapidly rising. But if you read the eugenicist documents, the world population reduction documents, the PDDs, the State Department Memorandum 200, the Royal Commission on Population, the Club of Rome, the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment, they say world government is about artificially restricting your access to a high standard of living, and then they make it fashionable and cool. See, first they sell you on getting rid of the old people, saying, well, they have a right to die with dignity, and they'll cut to some person who's 75 years old in excruciating pain, saying, I deserve to be able to commit suicide. Hey, Bubba, nobody's stopping you from going to the dentist to have a tooth pulled and getting a whole bottle of hydrocodone and going home and turning your lights out. See, but they claim, oh, they can't get access to suicide. Oh. As if you can't go in the kitchen and turn the gas on. As if you can't go in the garage and close it and turn the car on. Shut up! You want to kill yourself? Go ahead. The whole point here is that they want to pass a law saying the government decides when to kill us through their bioethicist boards. That is neo-eugenics. And they've openly introduced it. They've got the bill in there as health care, helping you. And that, folks, I can't even read the whole bill. It's thousands and thousands of pages. They're constantly cramming new stuff in. And they say to the states, oh, you're having trouble with money. You just got to federalize completely your hospital and carry out our bioethicist system and put in our computers as if they don't already have it. And just trying to cover this, I mean, what is eugenics? You go to have your baby at the hospital. The nurse sits there and asks your wife right in front of you, do you have any problems at home? And she'll say, sir, will you go file this, take this to the nurse downstairs for me? And then as soon as you leave the room, this is how they do it, they go, do you feel safe at home? You got enough money? Our bill's tough. And there's the trusting woman sitting there about to have her baby. You know, she's going into labor. And the nurse is smiling. Honey, you need a cup of water? And then she's putting in the computer. And if you say you're having money troubles, they come snatch your children. By the grace of God, though, the CPS is huge, but they're usually so busy kidnapping other kids that a lot of times they can't show up to kidnap yours, even if you answered the questions wrong, not knowing that you are literally before an inquisitor putting all your data in the health department that was chartered under eugenics and is going into a national and international database. The nurse doesn't tell you they're taking your baby's blood, that it's going into a global database for 36 years, 35 years, illegally. So here we are. We are going into the control grid, and with it comes the face-scanning cameras, the secret police, all over England now. If you're at the park or walking down the street, it's happened to me, but not just me. I watch them walking up to mainly clean-cut, good-looking families. They leave all the people that the public's told us is for, the illegal aliens, the foreigners alone, and they just come up and say, oh, need you to stand right here, please. Name and ID, this is a security check. Well, what's this about? I will have you detained and arrested if you do not answer the questions immediately. What are you doing? Just to train you to live under this. Total control. We're being inducted into slavery. But just in the area of healthcare, the Federal Council's model after the UK board discussed in Daschle's book, the board approves or rejects treatments using a formula that divides the cost of treatment by the number of years the patient is likely to benefit. Treatments for younger patients are more often approved than treatments for diseases that affect the elderly, such as osteoporosis. Now, again, even if you've got money, you're not going to be getting the health care under this. In 2006, a UK health board decreed that elderly patients with macular degeneration had to wait until they went blind in one eye before they could get a costly new drug to save the other eye. It took almost 3 years of public protest before the board reversed its decision, but they still selectively don't do it. I watch House of Commons every week where they... I need Paul Watson because he's closer to this, or Steve. Do an article for folks off of this. Do it on the brain tumors. I know you can find YouTube clips of House of Commons where Blair admits, yes, you don't get the brain tumor removed. You die. And all the socialists say, yeah, restrict their health care. I deserve mine. So all these do-nothings can then, you know, be involved in all the rationing. We don't need no education. The globalists want you to be feudal serfs, slaves. Here's the homework for today. Please, for new listeners laughing and giggling and snickering right now, write down the word eugenics, write down the word feudalism and serfdom. Feudalism, serfdom, and eugenics. They want you to be beholden to the state that's owned by offshore banks for everything. They're going to have regulators over every facet of your business, your life, your home. And then all of these people dumbed down in the public school system with no future, no jobs through globalism, they're all being sold. They're going to get all these free goodies. They don't know they're going to get death. They're going to get control and eugenics. And so they're then taught, oh, hey, wait a minute. You don't want the old people. You don't want people that made bad decisions in life. You don't want, they introduce this to the public of, well, should some alcoholic get a new liver or should a baby? That's how they've introduced the idea. But no, it's for everybody. And that's in the bill. That's in the stimulus package. Above 55, you wait for health care. And it's all based on the British system. Everything. That is the key country. They're about 3 or 4 years ahead of what the U.S. is in every respect. They train the children in all their schools. It's now started in the U.S. to spy on their parents. They secretly have them thumb scan and put them in DNA databases without telling the parents. That's come out in the news. Same thing starting here. If the Obama administration's economic stimulus bill passes the Senate in its current form, senators in the U.S. will face similar rationing. Defenders of the system say that individuals benefit in younger years and sacrifice later. Yeah, when you pay all your taxes into this system. The stimulus bill will affect every part of the health care, from medical and nursing education to how patients are treated and how much hospitals get paid. The bill allocates more funding for this bureaucracy than the Army, Navy, Marines, and the Air Force combined. Page 9092, 174, 177, 181. This is Bloomberg. Hiding health legislation, the stimulus bill, is intentional. Daschle supported the Clinton administration's health care overhaul in 94, and he's the one that wrote this previously in the Senate, is attributed in failure to debate and delay. A year ago, Daschle wrote that the next president could act quickly before critics mount an opposition. If that means attaching a health care plan to the federal budget, so be it, he said. The issue is too important to be stalled by Senate protocol. More scrutiny needed. President Obama called it inexcusable and irresponsible for senators to delay passing the stimulus bill. In truth, the bill needs more scrutiny because it isn't a stimulus bill. It's a federal takeover. The healthcare industry is the largest employer in the U.S. It produces some 17% of the nation's gross domestic product. Yet the bill treats healthcare the way the European government does, as a cost problem instead of a growth industry. Imagine limiting growth and innovation in the electronics or auto industry during this downturn. The stimulus is dangerous to your health and the economy. Betsy McCauley is former lieutenant governor of New York and is an adjunct senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. Now let's read from the front page, because that's not all. They make doctors and dentists and others, if somebody's got insurance, HMO, Medicare, or Medicaid. That's why Ron Paul, in his private practice, and many others that have private practices, do not accept Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. You got to pay cash. Because if you do accept that, now they want to make it for everybody, even if you do pay cash, they make you. By the way, my dad's an oral surgeon and a dentist. They're now making them do this. Upload everything into a computer database, and then the HMOs and the insurance companies then tell them what treatment they can carry out when they don't even have medical degrees. I ought to get my dad in here, because he's actually written letters to the state of Texas. They've had hearings over it. He's actually helped stop some of this, just with a few letters and phone calls pointing out it's illegal, still under Texas law, to do this. Am I even supposed to be talking about this? He never told me not to. The point is that in my own life I'm hearing about this, where they are telling people what to do. A computer program does. Do you understand that the doctors are being turned into technicians? That the medical practitioners are being turned into technicians? That the nurses are being turned into technicians who follow what the computer says? And this goes into the Patriot Act, too. I mean, it's over everything. Cars you buy, houses you buy, your health care, your bank accounts. It's all controlled. Republican senators are questioning whether President Barack Obama's stimulus bill contains the right mix of tax breaks, cash infusions, to jumpstart the economy. Tragically, no one from either party is objecting to the health provisions slipped in without discussion. These provisions reflect the handiwork of Tom Daschle, until recently the nominee to the Health and Human Services Department. That's why they rush it and say, this will go from a crisis to a catastrophe. Pass it now. Don't read it. Pass it now. And every day they change it. No, just pass it now. Pass it. Pass it now. Pass it now. Pass it now. Pass it. Pass it. Pass. Pass it. Who knows what we haven't found in here? This thing's thousands of pages long and changing by thousands of pages every day. Stay with us. We'll get to the states rebelling when we get back. Magazine announces that we're all socialists now. Says that it's for our own good. It isn't socialism, it's neo-feudalism and serfdom. The central banks get us into a debt-based economy, deindustrialize the nation, their own documents said by design. They then implode credit, terrorize the population into going along with their banker bailout, which gives them all the remaining liquidity. They lock down all sources of funding. And then they terrorize the population and say they're basically nationalizing everything in the name of getting the economy jump-started, but they're really not nationalizing anything, as if that's bad enough. They're handing it over to private offshore multinational interest. They're bringing in eugenics. The people over 55 are going to have health care rationed. It's actually in the bill. They say it in their own words. They're not even denying it now. They are making their move. We're going to go over the story next hour. We are all socialists now, out of Newsweek. I'm also going to get into all over the nation. Police are just pulling people over, taking their wallets, their watches, any cash. And even the San Antonio Express News calls it piracy. The society is imploding through corruption. But there's still good people in the country, in government, and in the private sector. Yesterday, I had a state rep on from Washington State, who's introduced legislation. He was aware of the FEMA camps. He was aware that they have clergy response teams out on the payroll of FEMA, telling their flocks to go into FEMA camps. Obama is now announcing a nationwide initiative with this. It's no longer secret. New Hampshire, and it's now 10 states. It was seven or eight states last Friday when Kurt Nimmo wrote a story about it. It's now 10 states. Oklahoma is one of the few states that's actually passed this legislation, declaring sovereignty against the feds, enlisting they won't accept gun confiscation, they won't accept martial law. I went over HCR 6 out of New Hampshire. It has a very good chance of passing, saying that they will resist the establishment of martial law in Article 1. Article 2, they will resist requiring involuntary servitude, all being announced. It goes on and on from there. So I wanted to get State Rep Charles Key on the show all this week and next week. We've got New Hampshire state reps on Friday, two of them. All this week we're going to have state reps on who are valiantly fighting the globalist. It is now openly announced. World government is taking over. They're making their move. I got home last night. My wife said, oh, my gosh, I was just listening to NPR cooking dinner, and they announced that it's global government. It's globalism. It's wonderful. Everybody's accepting the new global order. The crisis is helping. Rahm Emanuel saying the crisis is helping. They can't let this crisis go to waste. I mean, they're all but admitting they engineered it, and their own documents show they did. So this is the great time of the new world order, folks, and with it becomes abject slavery. They've introduced total gun ban bills where they're saying by executive fiat they'll put everybody on no-fly list, no-buy gun list, a blacklist with no judge or jury. They just do it. This is unspeakable. National gun registration, it's all introduced. It's all happening right now. And all we see is Obama saying this will go from a crisis to a catastrophe. You must pass it now. And the bill grows by thousands of pages every day. And in there, in their own words, it says 55 or older, you don't get health care. Before they would deny they wanted rationing. Now they just say it. State Rep Charles Key, why do you think they're just becoming so open?
Well, because they have, it's like how you open this segment of your show, Alex. We are overcoming, we're trying to overcome decades of indoctrination and brainwashing. They've been effective in doing that. And they've worn people down, and they've brought up a generation or so that a large number of those people think this is the way it is. And so they're getting pretty arrogant and cocky about it. They see the possibility of having success and accomplishing their goals.
I think they're arrogant because they're planning huge false flag terror attacks. And if you look at their body language and the things they're saying, the last time they said this was before 9/11. And the time before that, it was right before Oklahoma City, which, of course, you spearheaded exposing as an inside job. Does your gut tell you they're getting ready to false flag?
Nothing would surprise me anymore, Alex. I tell you, I don't think there's many things that we could put past a lot of these people. It's amazing what they will do and what they've done so far. They have engineered this because of their own policies and the things they've done. They've engineered the problems that we have today, both economically and physically, and otherwise regarding the constitutional freedoms, civil liberties that we have. You know, they continue to cause the problem. They come back with alleged answers, supposed answers to it, their solutions, and they just take more freedoms away and take more of our property and our wealth away from us. And it's time the people stand up. You know, what amazes me is how so few number of people can bring under submission, or almost bring under submission, a nation of over 300 million people. It's really amazing that we're allowing this to happen. And all we have to do is stand up. We don't have to have a violent revolution or anything. We just need to stand up and take back control.
Well, I'll tell you how they're doing it. It's television, which is admittedly a mind control device, and they have dumbed the public down so far, and they've used all these crises they've created to try to sell the public. But even though in every major poll, 98% in major polls, 1,001 phone calls in Congress against the last banker takeover, many polls are as high as 70% against this one, even though it's tailored as supposedly a bailout for the people when it's not, federal takeover. This, for folks that don't know, if you've studied history, and I want your take on this, Representative Charles Key, a Republican from Oklahoma, this isn't just some big government takeover. This mirrors a mix of Stalinist, Maoist, slash Nazi systems. And even the Washington Post admits that but they say it's a good thing that this, you know, looks like the classic mass movements of the past. I mean, this is as bad as it gets. Can you speak to that?
Well, I don't disagree with that. You know, it's the frog getting boiled slowly in the pot of water, and we have to face up to that and realize it. We have to lose our illusions about, you know, what this country being the country that we, many of us, were raised in or what it used to be. It's not that right now, but it is slowly transforming. We've gone down the road quite a bit, and they continue to use the propaganda tools that they can use and the various, you know, instruments and institutions that they can use in our culture and society to get people to think the way they want them to think and to get us to move down the road where they want us. But we have to face up to the facts, and the facts are very clear. If we don't turn this around, if we don't have the personal and corporate fortitude to stand up and fight this, then we can know where we're going to end up, because it's the same thing that's happened throughout history. They are, many of them are doing this, but they also have to depend on a lot of people just standing by and watching it happen, either out of fear or they're just, you know, covering their own backside.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, not just on the ground and doing thousands of radio interviews myself and traveling the country and the world, that it's people standing down. Most people know we're in trouble. They're freaked out. They're upset. They know that criminals have taken control of both major parties, and they know the New World Order is real now. It's all over the news as they try to sell it. They are afraid, or they don't have enough respect for themselves to believe they can fight back. But if you really study the success you've had, I've had, many others have had, if we just fight back, we can stop them. It's just too many people are sitting by and counting on those of us in the front lines to keep carrying this on. They don't realize we need them to join us in the front lines, not behind us, but right beside us. And there is a major ray of sunshine here. There's many rays of sunshine. The biggest one, obviously, is that Oklahoma passed a resolution saying we're not going to allow UN takeovers and gun confiscation and UN and all this. And then the feds bombed you to teach you to love them, to teach you that they're the savior. With Oklahoma City that you've exposed. Now we've got, it's 10 states now, it's grown three more since last week, introducing bills to say no to the feds, and in there, I'm sure you've had a chance to read over some of the others, it's saying we're not going to put up with martial law, we're not putting up with gun confiscation, we're going to instruct our state police to resist. Can you speak to what Oklahoma did? And I really think that's the model that we now see expanding around the country.
Well, I do think we're the model, and I'm proud of what we've done with the 10th Amendment resolution. We did pass it in the House last year. I've refiled it this year. It's going to be heard in committee tomorrow. It'll pass. And Oklahoma took over the Oklahoma Republican Party took over the Senate in the state of Oklahoma for the first time in history. So now we have control of the Senate, and I feel very confident we're going to pass it out of the Senate very soon. And it will be the first one, I believe, that will have passed in both bodies in a state. It didn't pass last year because the Democrats had a little bit more control in a split body in the Senate, and they had a sharing agreement, so a Democratic senator refused to let it be even get a hearing. We're going to fix that this year. But, you know, the problem is that, you know, we've got a lot of problems that we're trying to overcome. And, you know, one of the other things that Oklahoma did, trying to think of which ones to talk about first, Alex. One of the things Oklahoma did, and I'm proud of us here in Oklahoma, just to kind of toot our horn a little bit, we passed a bill in 2007 that said we will not participate as a state in the Real ID Act. Well, I'm real proud of Oklahoma for being either the first or one of the first states to actually pass legislation that said we will not do this, and state agencies are not to comply with it. We came back in 2008 with additional legislation, myself and Senator Brogdon in Oklahoma State Senate and some other legislators, trying to pass legislation to further tie down the state agencies from sharing information of our citizens with any organization, the feds or any other international organization, whether that be biometrics, Social Security numbers, a number of other things. Well, what we had happen is we had the federal Homeland Security start interjecting themselves behind the scenes. We found this out as a fact. We then had our own Department of Public Safety come in and start lobbying against us, against my bills over in the House, it really ticked me off. We had a bunch of powwows with the head of the DPS in Oklahoma and his lobbyist, and they continued to try to kill our legislation behind the scenes, and frankly, they were successful to hold it back. Well, we've come back this year with some additional legislation, and we're trying to further tie the hands of anyone that wants to do, you know, do the bidding of the federal government, the federal Homeland Security, or anyone else.
Well, Representative Key, as you know, they have now openly announced NORTHCOM runs the U.S. under PDD 51. They tell the governors that they serve at the pleasure of the president. They're now dual-hatted federal officers. This is martial law. That's basically what we're under now. And, of course, the state police were chartered by Roosevelt during the Depression. They're really federal. I mean, under the state charters, they're there, but they were really set up by the feds. And so the state needs to remove the DPS director, Department of Public Safety director, if they don't do what the legislature says. So I just love how you're standing up for the 10th Amendment here. Expanding out on that, as this crisis deepens, we know the states are going to be the main bulwark against globalism. To explain it to people, the internationalists have taken over our federal government. So this isn't even a question of fighting the feds. They're now globalist. They're now fully under international treaties and control. They're illegitimate. We must declare sovereignty at the state level. And that's why if you look at what NORTHCOM and the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and PDD 51 state, it's all about using 20,000 U.S. Homeland Security Brigade Army troops against the states. How aware of this are you, Representative Key? B, what is the sense of the legislature? Are they finally starting to realize that this is real, this is really happening?
Well, yeah, and that reminds me of a story I was going to tell as we've been talking here. Last year, I started telling those stories about Real ID because of this one story I want to tell. After 2007, we passed the bill that rejected Real ID in Oklahoma. Then in 2008, I had the 10th Amendment resolution and additional Real ID legislation. Well, the Oklahoma Republican Party has taken over the House here in Oklahoma the last few years. So I'm on the House floor last year. I'm on the Democratic side of the floor working these bills, and I'm having conversations with primarily Democratic legislators. We're talking about both of these issues. And so some of the Democratic legislators speak up and they say, well, Key, they say things to this effect almost exactly what I'm getting ready to tell you. They say, well, Key, things are getting so bad that we think it's probably going to take an armed revolution for people, you know, before we turn it around. Blah, 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 blah. Well, that really got my attention, just like when I ran for reelect for office again in 06, when I went door to door and heard so many people in my district saying similar kinds of things about that indicated their level of knowledge, their level of understanding of how far we've gone down the road and who's telling the truth, who's lying about things in our country from the media and the government. There's a broader understanding, a deeper understanding from the people about who's on their side and who's not. And that was a very, very telling comment and comments that I heard back then. This was coming from Democrats.
Yeah, let me add, I mean, because this is so important. Notice that was because Bush was the big bad devil. They could see, but Bush was just a puppet, the globalist agenda, the FEMA camps, the martial law. Democrats were worried then at the low level. Now that Obama's in, they're embracing it, and the whole system, you know, let's say Bush built the rocket, put it on the launch pad, Obama just climbed in it and blasted off, and now they're suddenly hailing the police state because they think they're in control of it.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with that. I do agree, but at the same time, I'm seeing members of the Democratic and Republican parties, and we've got a long ways to go, believe me, I understand that, but I'm seeing them start to understand that, you know, meet the new boss same as the old boss, not much difference. And so we got to figure out a way to start bringing people to a point, elected and non-elected, to the point where they will stand in opposition to all of these types of proposals and policies, no matter who it is that's proposing them. And there's battle lines being drawn and fought right here in Oklahoma, and I hope in other states at the state level, within the different caucuses of the two different parties.
So you're giving us the good news that you're saying really, Republicans and Democrats now, your colleagues, they're starting to really understand that this is an alien government.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. But again, I recognize and admit we've still got a long ways to go because our enemies have learned how to use the systems and the processes against us so well. And you've got so many people within the system, elected and non-elected, within the political systems, that they're there to look out for number one, and they don't have the courage to stand up and fight it. So they're like the willing dupes.
Stay there, sir. I want to come back and talk about how we help you expand the legislation you've already passed and get that real ID fully killed. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same?
Charles Key, representative in Oklahoma, spearheaded by General Benton Parton and others exposing the bombs in the buildings, the police eyewitnesses and others, the federal forces brutally tortured to death and murdered, like Cop of the Year Terrence Yankee, when they tried to expose it. See, he's gone through that journey of putting his own personal fears aside and other things. And that's what it comes down to, all these politicians who want money and power and wearing their fancy suits and getting lobbyist money and going up the chain of command. We don't have any future. Your children and grandchildren don't have any future unless you face the facts and commit to expose this new world order, this global foreign banking takeover. It's a corporate takeover, period. And it's a hellish world they're building. And I'm telling everybody out there who serve the system, bureaucrats, police, private citizens, you better get involved in this fight right now. Because this is the fight of your life. This is the greatest threat this nation's ever faced. And that's what our founders said over and over again. This nation could not fall from without. It could only fall from within. Charles Key.
Well, you ask, what could people do? And this is what I'd like to ask people to do, Alex. First of all, if you're from Oklahoma, and if I could precede this by telling a quick story on Real ID again. When we were fighting the Real ID battle last year, we had the Department of Public Safety battling against us, lobbying against us. We had Kevin Ward, the head of the department, and his number two man there, Rusty Rhodes is his name, fighting against us. We're in one of the many meetings we had with them, Senator Brogdon and myself. And in one of those meetings, Senator Brogdon started off this meeting by saying, well, Representative Key and I, we think the biggest problem with the Real ID Act is the violation of the Constitution and our constitutional rights, et cetera, et cetera. But other people, are concerned about the cost of it and ID theft, stuff like that. And after he said that, then Kevin Ward, the head of DPS, speaks up and he goes, well, we've got a difference of opinion on the Fourth Amendment. Brogdon had made some comments about the Fourth Amendment. He says, we've got a difference of opinion in the Fourth Amendment, blah, 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 made some comments about it. And it was like sticking me with a hot poker or something, and I just kind of popped up, and I said, Commissioner Ward, I can't believe you just said that. The Fourth Amendment is real simple. It's very plain. What disagreement do we have? And then we get into this more energetic discussion, I would say, about the Constitution, which was similar to every meeting we had. That, I think, If it highlights anything, it highlights the problem we have with law enforcement. It's not that we are against law enforcement or we've got a problem with all of law enforcement, but some in law enforcement, they think they are the good guys and they should have the right to just make decisions. And that's a problem. So for people in Oklahoma, I would like them to call and email Kevin Ward at the Department of Public Safety and tell him to get off his program of trying to fight for the Federal Real ID Act in Oklahoma and let legislators do the legislating and him quit trying to make public policy in Oklahoma. I wish they would do that. And if people are afraid that somebody's going to come after them in Oklahoma law enforcement, please don't let that stop you from doing what is desperately needed. And if you have a problem like that, call my office. But please call Kevin Ward's office and call your state representative and your state senator.
Well, how they sell this is they've got to stop the illegal aliens. But in the amnesty bills they've introduced, they're all given waivers and legalized. This Real ID Act is under international treaty, really a global ID, not just a national ID. And they're going to nexus it in to everything. Couldn't say that word. In their own documents. So it's about control and federalization. It has nothing to do with security. And it's federal IDs and their databases that continue to cause most of the identity theft that's come out time and time again. Representative Charles Key, let's come back and talk more about the good news, though, that more and more states are moving for sovereignty.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
State Representative Charles Key is our guest. Oklahoma has passed legislation saying that they are a sovereign state, not under federal or international control, that they're not going to allow gun confiscations or a, quote, New World Order system to be brought into play. Upwards of 10 states have now introduced or are passing similar legislation. You know, we always try to be nice and go, we don't have a problem with law enforcement, peace officers, but we just want you to stop trying to make policy and cram things down our throats. Look, state police, local police, they've been bought off by the feds. That's on record, most of them. Some are good. But Representative Charles Key, you know, the state police in Oklahoma, I've interviewed police officers and detectives that worked on Oklahoma City case, the bombing. They helped cover it up with the feds. So I think we need to get past the point and, you know, just come. I mean, I have these articles every day. San Antonio Express News, property seizures seen as piracy. And it says all over the state of Texas, they pull over old ladies and take $4,000 out of their purse, or they get checkpoints and take everybody's watches. And it's just all right here. Senator Juan Hinojosa believes some law enforcement agencies in the cash-strapped district of Rio Grande Valley have become so dependent on profitable seizures, they routinely misapply the state civil forfeiture law. They have other state reps here talking about enough is enough. This is highway robbery. I mean, the police are out of control. 9 times out of 10 worldwide, police become the agents of oppression for the corrupt state and rob people. And that's just what America's turning into.
I'm tired of having to, you know, qualify what we say about law enforcement or other, you know, entities like that. But when you're in a position, in a political position like this, you know that somebody's going to take comments I make from a program like this and come back and use it against me. So, you know, it's good to qualify that. But anyway, let's get to the next subject. And I said I had two things I'd like to suggest what people do. The second one is I wouldn't say forget the federal government or the federal legislators, but put them on a back burner and put your efforts behind your state House and Senate members, and especially in these states where they've got these 10th Amendment type resolutions or other states, and get behind them. You know, we have some legislators in Texas that are interested in this, but I can tell they're kind of fearful about bringing it up. So they need to hear from the people in Texas and the other states. And there's legislators that want to address this problem. They want to do something about it. But unfortunately, they need some people to get behind them and help them. And we need to put our efforts at the state level because the states are going to fix this. The feds are not going to. They've already caved.
Well, you talked about how you talk to your constituents and they're ready for revolution. The establishment knows that. That's why they're announcing 20,000 Homeland Security battle-hardened army troops to, quote, engage the American people. That's high treason right there.
Well, you know, it's real hard to, if it comes to that, it's real hard to take on 300 million people. So if people will just stand up, we can avert anything like that happening. We can fix it. We can do it without violence. We can do it peacefully. But people need to stand up, be counted. All they have to do is speak up. All they have to do is speak up. It's that simple.
Sir, how do folks visit any of the key Oklahoma City sites or any of your legislative page?
Well, our Oklahoma legislative page, you can just find it by Googling Oklahoma House of Representatives. And my office number is 405-557-7354. So it's easy to get a hold of me by email or telephone. And anybody in Oklahoma, if you're not already plugged into one of the many good groups in Oklahoma that's fighting for our Constitution and our country, please do that. If you're not, call me and I'll help you get plugged in.
Well, I just have to give you credit where credit's due. You're a great hero, and your help in passing the bill to declare sovereignty first has now led to 9 other states moving to do it. And this is history. So I just want to say that you're cut out of the same cloth as our founding fathers, Charles Key, and we salute you and pray for you.
Thank you. And we're not finished, Alex. People keep asking me, what are we going to do next? We're not finished. We're not going to stop right here.
Hold on one moment, sir. Let me see if you have time to come back and finish up with what's coming up.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wide open phones in this hour, into the next with Larry Pratt, into the fourth hour with open phones. A ton of just unbelievable news we're going to be covering. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. But when I do go to your calls, I'm giving each person 60 seconds. That way we get everybody on. 1-800-259-9231. Property seizure seen as piracy. I meant to get to this yesterday. I'm going to cover it right now. Then I'm getting into the healthcare rationing, and that's in their own words. Before, they would deny it. Now they just admit it. Above 55, you just basically don't get healthcare. That's in the, quote, spending stimulus package. It's just a total globalist takeover, admittedly modeled off the British system. They're now announcing we are all socialists now in Newsweek, saying socialism will save us. This isn't even socialism. This is domestication. You know, are your pigs, if you own a hog farm and you go out and feed them, is it socialism? No. You own them. They're your slaves. You're going to butcher them. You're going to sell them. Property seizure seen as piracy, San Antonio Express News. Now, I see this in little local papers all the time, and then the police will pull over the writers and rough them up or take them to jail. That's come out in the news. More than 9 towns, last time I checked, according to the San Antonio Express News, fly the Mexican flag over the courthouse, over the city buildings. English is not allowed in court. It's really bad in South Texas, but it's not just that the Mexican practice of mordido, beak dipping, kickbacks, shakedowns is coming here. It's all over. It's Boss Hog as well. And the state police as well, they just take your money. And it's on record. It says a two-decade-old state law that grants authorities, really federal, the feds got it chartered and passed, a two-decade-old state law that grants authorities, they're not public servants, they're authorities, the power to seize property used in crimes is wielded by some agencies against people who never are charged with, much less convicted of, criminal activity. Law enforcement authorities in East Texas town of 1,000 people seized property from at least 140 motorists between 2000 and 2008, and to date filed criminal charges against fewer than half, according to a review of court documents by the San Antonio Express News. Virtually anything of value was up for grabs: cash, cell phones, personal jewelry, a pair of sneakers, and often the very car that was being driven through town. Some affidavits filed by officers relied on the presence of seemingly innocuous property as the only evidence that a crime had occurred. Yeah, they'll go, what are these speakers? These are stolen. You're like, no, I have a speaker system. Get out of the car. I'm taking it all. If you don't like it, buddy, I can take you in the woods and kill you. Oh, yeah. I've talked to people that's happened to. Linda Dorman, a Akron, Ohio great-grandmother, had $4,000 in cash taken from her by local authorities when she was stopped while driving through town after visiting Houston in April 2007. I see famous cases. I see cases all the time where a neighbor will see somebody putting a rifle in the back of their truck to go deer hunting or the shooting range. The police are called. They go, well, we just are coming in your house without a warrant because the neighbor was scared by the gun. They said that you kind of pointed it in their direction when you walked out to your car because you had it in your hand. And they come in and go, Oh, you got some gold coins there on the wall. And I'm going to take those. And they just take it and laugh. In fact, it was a case in Tucson of a gun shop, been there for more than 30 years. We interviewed them. They had hidden cameras in case thieves broke in. It caught the BATF. The town had passed a new law that, you know, there's thousands of these cases, literally thousands. I can't even remember them all, even half of them. This was a few years ago, and they the town had passed a law that pawn shops had to pay a yearly fee, a couple hundred bucks. Well, he didn't even know his town, where he lived outside town, the business had been annexed, and he wasn't a pawn shop. But the law said that gun shops were pawn shops. So the BATF hit, they arrest him, take him to jail, and then there's hours of them on the hard drive, on the camera, laughing and going, hey, listen, I get this one. This gun's worth $4,000. You know, carved shotguns, you know, high-quality British shotguns. And they were just there discussing how they were going to steal them. This is what America is, ladies and gentlemen. It goes on. Linda Dorman of Akron, Ohio, great-grandmother, had $4,000 in cash taken from her by local authorities when she was stopped while driving a car through town after visiting Houston in April 2007. I've seen them robbing grandma story over and over again because that always seems to get in the news. Old ladies carry a lot of cash around with them, and it's over. And they know who to pick out, too. I'm going to take this cash. You're not against officers, are you? Court records make no mention that anything illegal was found in her van. She's still hoping for the return of what she calls her life savings. You're Al-Qaeda, lady. You're not getting it, according to them. Norman's attorney, David Gullery, calls the roadside stops and seizures in Tenahana, T-E-N-A-H-A, highway piracy undertaken by police, by a couple of law enforcement officers whose agendas get to keep most of what was seized. And it goes on, Gulleroy is suing officials in the town in Shelby County on behalf of Dorman and nine other clients as property was confiscated. All were African Americans driving either rentals or vehicles with out-of-state plates. And this is how it works. It's all tribalism. The Mexicans mainly rob gringos in the Mexico-run towns in South Texas. And, I mean, it's openly. This is Mexico. And then the whites mainly rob blacks. And there aren't many towns run by blacks, but we have seen cases of the towns run by blacks robbing whites and Mexicans and others. And this is just how it works. But they rob everybody else, too. I mean, you know, it's... Gulleroy alleges in the lawsuit that while his clients were detained, they were presented with an ultimatum. Waive your rights to your property in exchange for a promise to be released and to not be criminally charged. He said most did as Dorman did, signing the waiver to avoid jail. The state's asset seizure law requires that law enforcement agencies file criminal charges in civil forfeiture cases. It requires, for some reason I'm not reading too well today, it doesn't require. The state's asset seizure law doesn't require that law enforcement agencies file criminal charges in civil forfeiture cases. It requires only a preponderance of evidence that the property was used in the commission of certain crimes, such as drug crimes, or brought with the proceeds of those crimes. Yeah, so the cops feel good about themselves. They always go, but they keep the money themselves. Where'd you get all this money? This is a nice car. How do you afford this? No judge, no jury, no nothing. There's a lesser burden that is required in a criminal case, and it allows police departments and prosecutors to divvy up what they get from such seizures. What critics say is a built-in incentive for unscrupulous, and it goes on, underfinanced law enforcement agencies to illegally strip motorists of their property. Oh, they're underfinanced. So they have to engage in highway robbery because they're underfinanced. See how this article even acts like it's okay? Some lawmakers fed up with calls from irate constituents say enough is enough. Senator John Whitmore, Democrat Houston, chairman of the Senate Criminal Justice Committee, said the state's asset forfeiture law is being abused by enough jurisdictions across the state that he wants to rewrite major sections of it next year. The idea that people lose their property but are never charged and never get it back, that's theft as far as I'm concerned, he said. And it goes on and on from there. That means law enforcement agencies in the valley tend to target vehicles heading south of the border rather than northbound cars, Hinojosa said, because the southbound vehicles are more likely to be transporting cash, the profits from the drug trade, as opposed to just the drugs. Folks, they're only hiring more and more police, more and more cops, more and more agencies. They're always expanding. There was less than 1 million cops 10 years ago. There's now close to 3 million. Obama wants to expand that. And the police know the government ships in the drugs. And then low-level dealers, they love to shake them down and rob them. But then once you've robbed a bunch of drug dealers, why not go ahead and just rob citizens? Because it's all about the cash. They would hate it if this ended. $400 billion in narcotics profits a year. And you can Google these cases. More than 10,000 cases in the last 10 years in Dallas of the police just pulling a nice car over, dropping a bag of chalk in the back, stealing the car, stealing their belongings, stealing their Rolex watches, taking everything they've got. And it came out and it was admitted, and the police just said, well, what's wrong with that? Houston, 4,000 plus people framed. Police chief didn't even get in trouble. Where they just, anybody that they put in a, quote, crime lab request for a court case, they just falsified it. That's why when you read articles like the one that was in the Statesman today about how basically everybody that's arrested, anybody with a Class B misdemeanor, anybody else not convicted, will have your blood taken. This is the same police chief that we've had in studio. It's under federal tutelage. They're doing it all over the country where they don't even have real warrants. They just have these rubber stamp warrants, and they want police to take your blood to, quote, stop DWIs. Police chiefs want expanded DNA database. See, now it's blood. Samples will be taken from anyone suspected of a Class B misdemeanor or above. For the first time, hundreds of thousands of Texans arrested on suspicion of crimes would be forced to give samples of their DNA to law enforcement officers under a change in state law being pushed by Texas' top six police chiefs, including Austin's police chief, Art Acevedo. Now, this started in England about 15 years ago. They said, oh, well, if you're arrested, well, now it's just if you're stopped, they take your blood, and that'll be next. But the big dirty secret here is, anybody 36 years old or younger has had your blood taken at birth and put in an illegal database. People denied that for years. Now it's declassified and admitted. This is the shadow government, and they want to frame you with this blood. They claim it's for your safety. All right, I'm going to go straight to your calls. Then I'm, later in the hour, going to get into health rationing and the new stimulus bill. We're going to get into some of the other police state news in this headline. We are all socialists now. That means you're under the control of the banksters. It means you got to be a slave, go out around with your hand out. That's why they're destroying the economy, to train you to be a slave. Let's go ahead and talk to JT in Colorado. JT, welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Great to talk to you. I have some clarification for you on the 10th Amendment sovereignty resolution that the Representative Key was talking about. Oklahoma isn't the first, Alex. This movement has been alive now for 14 years.
And no, Oklahoma was the first, and he was involved in it in 1994.
Well,
I'm not talking about the one that they just passed last year. Go ahead.
Well, no, the whole thing started in Colorado in 1994, and I've been working hard keeping this thing alive because I was the representative's legislative aide.
Oh, good.
That put this thing together back in 1994. And Oklahoma's only passed this one now in one house. They did it originally in 1995 in one house, but they never could get it out because the Oklahoma City bombing was designed specifically to stop patriot groups from using state legislatures.
No, I know, and then Northcom is built all around this. I knew Colorado had been involved as well. Fill us in, sir, since you were the legislative aide who helped push all this.
Well, it was passed by both houses of the Colorado State Legislature on April 20 and signed on April 21st of 1994. And if anyone wants to see the legislative history, they can go over to the Prison Planet Forum. Every forum that I've been on since I was drummed out of the State House back in 1996, I have put this thing up as a sticky. I've tried to get to be moderators. I'm a moderator on your forum. And this thing is real. And once these things are passed, they are not rescinded. They have no sunset. Once a state has passed through both houses of its legislature, this 10th Amendment sovereignty resolution, they have affirmed that the 10th Amendment will be the law that relegates federal government mandates, any laws. So like what New Hampshire's doing with the, they're being very specific, you know, no martial law, no gun confiscation. What Charles Key was talking about earlier, and I talked to Charlie, good Lord, 14 years ago, and what they're doing with the Real ID Act. The federal government has to show that absolute chapter and verse constitutionality for any federal mandate under the 10th Amendment resolution. And these states like Colorado, who they have a new bunch of people in the state house now who have no idea what laws are on the books. And HJR 94 1035 is on the books. California is the same way. They passed it in May of 1994.
And that's the reason. Wow, great job, sir. Well, we need to have you on as a guest. Send your info to Joey V at Infowars.com, and I'll set up with your credentials and your background and the link to it, and we'll have you on as a proper guest. But let me just add something here. We've got some bad news for folks. The Senate has passed the stimulus, and it currently had the federalization of health care and the rationing for those over the age of 55 from health care. This is just horrible news. This is the Associated Press. Senate passes stimulus. Treasury unveils bank help. So they are moving ahead with more looting. But people always want solutions from us. They say there's no solutions. All we give is solutions here. And it is the state legislatures. That's a large part of it. And it's the counties and cities, the people taking these back. And absolutely, we need to enumerate what the feds are doing, how they're illegitimate, and circle the wagons at the state level. Because if you look at the attack profile of the feds, which are really the globalists, they are worried about the states. That's what NORTHCOM, John Warner Defense Authorization Act, PDD 51 are all about. So their entire attack system is based around defending against that, showing us that's one of the big solutions. And so listeners, a lot of you say there's no solutions because you don't want to hear solutions because you want to sit on your butts and say you didn't hear solutions. This has been a solution. What's the title on Prison Planet Forum so people can search it to read the original legislation and your info?
That can be found on the radio show page. And it just have people type into the search block, "We will defeat the New World Order."
We will defeat the New World Order. Okay. Send your info to Joey V at Infowars.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
And the establishment doesn't like that. They want you to be dependent on them, domesticated, institutionalized.
I own whiskey and I own smoke too. Too many things these old boys can't do.
And the Senate has passed it. Total socialism. Massive takeover.
We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Can't do that with the premises ID.
Country folks can survive.
Got to shut down those farms and ranches.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan, boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a
we
damn.
Are back live. Thank you for joining us. Senate passes stimulus. Treasury unveils bank help. Virginia, and it's all secret as usual. The Senate approved President Barack Obama's giant economic stimulus measure on Tuesday, part of a string of powerful government steps that could marshal close to $3 trillion in taxpayer and private money to revive the collapsing national economy. That on top of the $8.5 trillion they've stolen, and they're not talking on where it went. Won't even tell Congress. Yeah, and if you don't like it, they got Northcom to sick on you. The 61-37 vote by the Senate was a key victory for the president, but sets up difficult negotiations with the House, which passed a highly different version of the $838 billion bill approved Tuesday. So now it goes into committee, and we better get on. You want solutions? It's you calling Congress and calling the media and making sure that every person you know understands, including young people, when you get old, and this is just a start, 55 or older, you get your health care rationed. That is in the bill. And I'm going to cover that later. It is federal takeover, more federal control. Mike in Ohio. Mike, you're on the air. How's it going, Mike?
I'm here.
You want to talk? Good
day. Yeah, good day, Mr. Jones.
Hey.
Yeah, I just had a quick question. I was listening to your show yesterday with your guest from Oklahoma, the governor. You were talking about state sovereignty. And then you had a caller call in, and he was asking about the UCC redemption process. And I was kind of wondering if you believed that there was any type of individual sovereignty that we could achieve.
Yes, you have individual sovereignty, because if somebody tries to make you their slave, you can stick a knife in them, or you can shoot them.
Yeah, but...
That's it. Listen, the only... What did Tony Montana say in Scarface? There's only one thing in this world that gives orders. There's only one thing that lets you be free. There's only one thing, and what is that? It is the will to stand up and fight. This government doesn't follow its own laws. It doesn't follow. It's completely criminal. It doesn't care if you file UCC stuff. It doesn't care what you do. It does what it wants. It's called tyranny. And I've seen all this patriot mythology send so many people to prison, and most of it's bull. Now, can you, within these corrupt courts, use the Constitution, Bill of Rights, use procedure, use their violation of law and precedent to prosecute them? Yes. Yes, are there? But the problem is that so much of what we hear in patriot mythology isn't real. The good news is, let's say they expand zoning and say they're giving you $2,000 a day fines for 3-inch grass. Then what you do is you go, and they always misapply even their own regulations, plus the regulations unconstitutional, and you can fight that and defeat it. But does filing something and claiming your sovereignty to the Queen of England, they don't care. They don't care. It's all about political will. Freedom is not given. It is taken. It is seized. See, they're seizing our liberty. They are freebooting all over us. They are piratically jumping onto us and dominating us. We have to start howling right back and get in the fight and politically fight them, spread the word, resist, and then tell them, we're not turning our guns in, we're not going to FEMA camps, we're not letting you draft our children, we're not letting bureaucrats come in our house and do a green assessment. No, 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 no. You are criminal, you are illegitimate. This is about the moral imperative. This is about who has the high ground. We have the moral high ground. This is a bankrupt, degenerate, criminal group. It's not even government.
Yep, it sure is. I was just thinking along the lines of nonviolent means and trying to, you know, not have conflict with the system.
Well, the system is a eugenics wrecking ball meant to carry out eugenics on you and your family.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people are climbing poles and bashing out cameras, government cameras. A lot of people are spray painting websites on billboards.
Exactly.
Any
of that violent stuff. I would rather be able to, you know, if I'm charged with a ticket and I don't feel it's fair, I just want to be able to handle it you know, the litigation.
You need to
process.
Fight the whole system and go in and demand and then go through the radar guns, meters, and go through the officer's oath and go through it all. But more than that, I appreciate your call. I do not consider, I'm not saying do this. I'm saying this is what the Founding Fathers did. They beat up public officials. I'm just telling you what they did in the decade leading up to 1775 when the British came to confiscate the guns. They handed out flyers exposing corruption. They would shun bureaucrats. If a bureaucrat was sitting in a tavern eating a steak, they'd walk up and say, "You're a piece of filth and a piece of garbage." And they'd harry him, and they'd call him out in church, and they'd scream at him. And they got aggressive, and they had liberty poles they put up on city property. And if they took them down, they'd put them back up. And if the feds took them down, they'd burn down the fed sign. And they would gather, and they got aggressive. And then the feds would grab a patriot and beat him to death. And, well, then suddenly bureaucrats would get beaten to death. I mean, that's how this country was founded. And anybody that doesn't like it doesn't know what this nation's all about. Now, I don't want to go that route because the establishment could care less about its enforcers, and they want to get a hot war going on because that will further destroy the economy in the country, and the globalists can sit offshore and laugh. I want to expose the tyranny and the treason that's going on and have the people stand up and say no to it so that there's such a hue and cry that people see what's happening. We have to discredit the system. It's bad. It's evil. It's not broken, though. It's working just like it's meant to steal and rob and control and domesticate. What does a serial killer do? They tie you down so they can have their way with you. We're being tied down by government, by bureaucracy. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your call. David in Wisconsin, go ahead.
Hail, comrade. Winston Smith here. How about a shot of Victory Vodka for the destruction of our beloved republic?
It's Victory Gin and Choco rations.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Alex, the last two times I called you, I wanted to mention KRS-One. Because you've had Paris on there and that. And then I turn it on and you have KRS-One. Didn't you find what a real dude he was, huh? And the other thing is Lindsey Williams back on again and the things that he said. It was real exciting. You just got the top show, Alex, and I just want to encourage you again.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. We're trying to get Professor Griff on. We got a call from him in his office. And then he said he had to go out of town unexpectedly and was going to be on last Thursday or Friday, and we'll see what happens with that. That'll be exciting, but we want to reach out to all communities, get everybody together against the New World Order. Let's go ahead and talk to Randy in Michigan.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. I called in last week, and I've been trying to get a hold of you again. Your show's getting so popular, it's hard to get in, but I'm lucky to have gotten a hold of you again. Last week, we had some news here in Michigan. It was on just local, you know, Detroit news here, that BASF has revealed a cop car. They call it the black and white Batmobile by Carbon Motors and the Homeland Security contractor. It has weapons of mass destruction sensors, radiation, chemical, and biological weapon detectors, they called it. And I'm like, well, they had a real good time finding them in the first place in Iraq, right? But
well, they can detect them at their own bases before they carry out staged terror attacks.
Right. It says it's built up the ground up. I was taking notes on it. It's built up the ground up like a military vehicle, and we don't want these vehicles getting into the public's hands, they said. And it can reach.
Well, yeah, because we're the enemy. They can't have the enemy having their weapons. They're here to ship in narcotics and rule over us and put all our kids in prison.
Well, can we stop them from, like, releasing this and just say, I don't want the military on the streets? It can read 1,500 license plates permanent against a criminal database, it says.
Oh, they've already got most police. A lot of police cars already have that. It's Pentagon-designed grid. The Pentagon has announced the American people are the enemy of the, quote, U.S. government. Well, that's not the U.S. government. The country has been hijacked. They're arming to the teeth against us, brainwashing the police against the public. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Send me a link to that. We'll post it up on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Anthony in New Jersey, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Thanks for doing what you do. I just want to have a suggestion for all the people. One thing I'm trying to do around my town is just plant random fruit trees and open spaces, try to establish community gardens. Seems, in my estimation, one of the two main things we have to secure is food supplies and liquid fuels. After that, everything else should, you know, it'll be hard enough, but, I mean, without food and without fuel.
Yeah, that's it. This is feudalism. I mean, what did they put Iraq under but 14 years of siege before they went in and blew the daylights out of them now for six more years. 3 million total dead, 1,300,000 dead since the liberation 5 years and 11 months ago. So all of this is going on. That's what they want here. It's in the Rand Corporation documents, covered in Endgame. It's in the Club of Rome documents. They want feudalism. They take over the farms with big agribusiness. They pay companies to go offshore. The bailout for the auto industries is so they can move to Brazil and China. That's in the mainstream news. It's all about getting us into a fiat economy, getting us all in debt, and then pulling the rug out from under us.
I can get authorization from the town council to do this in public spaces as well. I mean, it has plenty of like little scrub areas away from everything, but in the main centers and the main areas and planters, you know, just food. I love it when you go to South America, Central America, and you can just, you know, randomly run into a tree with some food on it.
And well, that's really what Germany, that's what Germany's always done, and I totally agree with you. Anything else?
Yeah, I'd also like to just and try to encourage everybody to be Jesus-like. You know, Jesus stayed strong in the face of adversity, and love is the key.
It is. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Laser in the United Kingdom. Go ahead, Laser.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, but these phones are really bad right now, or maybe it's the network phone system I'm becoming convinced of. Are you on an IT phone?
I'm on Skype, but I've tried you on Vonage, and I get through with everybody else, and it seems fine.
Well, when you hear the replay, you'll notice it's not fine. Go ahead and make your point quickly.
Okay, I just wanted to a quick riddle for you. If you know the difference between a bank bailout and a Ponzi scheme. Well, the Ponzi scheme, you're going to make a return on your investment, but a bank bailout, the government takes your money, gives it to the bank, lend it back to you at interest, and they just keep cycling it every 20 years.
That's it. Good point. Anything else?
No, that's it for now.
Hey, good to hear from you. Thanks for calling from the UK. Stefan in South Carolina, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, I was calling because there was two things. I just actually just woke up like last week. I was watching YouTube and at KRS-One, and then yeah, I don't know. I think he was talking about your name, and then I went to the website and everything, and I watched Planet Endgame and all that. I was trying to talk to my mom about it because she's been in the military for 20 years, and I was trying to talk, and then she would just get like violent with me and just calling me all type of names without even hearing the facts. And I'm trying to see like what can I do to like bring more facts to the table
the best thing we've done is what woke you up. It's a film. A salesman will tell you, say a vacuum cleaner salesman, that it's hard to sell something to people that know you, your friends, your family, your neighbor. Familiarity breeds contempt. So what you do is you try to sell people who don't know you. They actually have more respect for you. But if you're going to sell somebody on the truth, you do it with films. Loose Change, Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Terror Storm, Eye of the Phoenix, all the films available at Infowars.com. Get the films. You're free to make copies of all the documentaries I've made. Give them to people. Just burn copies. Give them to your friends, your family, your neighbors. And say, hey, just tell me what you think of this. This is pretty cutting-edge stuff. Or, ooh, this is radical forbidden stuff, because it really is. The establishment doesn't like it being out there. And then they will wake up. See, people in the past, just 30 years ago, were on their front porches. They were barbecuing. They were hanging out with their neighbors. They were at the bowling alley. They went to bingo. Even if it was just, you know, fun activities, their entertainment was talking to fellow humans. Now, I've talked to people, you know, who've lived in New York their whole life or Chicago, and before, people watching was great with a telescope. They're not peeping Toms. They're just watching folks have arguments or watching folks cook dinner. You know, you'd look through the telescope and see people having lives. Now you don't see that. You see glowing blue at night. And I've been in high-rises in Austin in people's apartments at night, and you look across at other high-rises, every window that somebody's in, they're just watching TV. They're watching TV. It's glowing. That's their friend. That's who they talk to. That's who they identify with, is the people on the sitcoms and the dramas that are all chock full of messages. And so the globalists know how to create crises because they understand that people are scared. And so first they scare you. We're going to have a depression. It's bad. Give us a banker bailout, it'll fix it. Oh, it was worse than we thought. Give us this new stimulus package that really socializes health care, rations it, federalizes more stuff. You know, and then in a month or two, it'll be, oh, we got to have even more. It's the crisis. Oh, we got to have troops on the streets. The crisis. Oh, we've got to. And anybody that doesn't go along with it, they're the reason things are getting worse. And so your mother has just been put in this psychological position. Your mother excelled in the government because she did followed orders. Others then followed her orders. She was given power within the system. And she sees you as a private. And what is she, a sergeant or something higher?
She was a master sergeant, I think.
Yeah, so exactly. She's with the government. She's a master sergeant. Who are you? All the years she put up with hell in the military following orders so she could give orders. Who are you to tell her the government isn't good? No, no, it's not true. It's not true.
That's exactly what she was
It's not true, Stefan. No! No, don't tell me my reality's fake. Don't tell me. Don't tell me the HPV shot's going to kill people. But see, you tell her things, and then down the road, she will remember you were right. This is an instant. You ever seen Force 10 from Navarone when they bomb the dam? And he says, be patient, be patient. Then it starts busting. Water starts shooting out. They've blown the dam. It's the same thing with people's minds, unlocking them, blasting the cases they're in. Just keep intensifying the firepower. We will defeat them. Don't worry about if it's having an effect. Keep slugging and slugging and slugging in the info war and never stop. See, Stefan, I can tell you exactly how your mother behaved and what she did. But the key is, she'll never understand it until you tell her. She will wake up later. Educate her about history. Show her Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Anything else you want to add, Stefan, from South Carolina?
That's another thing. I want to know how else I can, because I've got this, like, fire in me. I just want to tell. I want to open up as many eyes, you know, as I can. And I want to know what else I'll be able to. You know, what else I can do?
Well, I have to say it. There's no other broadcast like this one. Do I do the best job? No, but we are taking action. We got guts, and guts is enough. We have a free podcast every day. The show streams. We're on a lot of AM and FM shortwave. Just tell your email list, your friends, your family. Listen to the Infowars.com show. It's on 24 hours a day, live 11 to 3 Central, noon to 4 Eastern. And the films are all free online. They're all free at YouTube and Google. You don't even have to buy them. Go get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement online. Give it to people. But I suggest they tend to watch it. They get a link for a video. It's not that high a quality. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, 15 cents a day. Paul Stiletten taking the special down. We can get 5 months free right now. And you can share your passcode with up to 7 people. But it only allows under your code, 7 IPs. We turned it up from 3 IPs addresses to 7. So get a $5.95 a month membership that then supports us. You can burn all my films in high quality to disc, the audio in higher quality, thousands and thousands of pieces of media. It'll be 5 years in April. We've had it up. So it's all a huge archive. And then share that IP address, and then you can send her the link with an easy passcode. She can watch it all in quality, or buy Endgame. You can get it as low as $9.95 on the site and burn copies of it. But give it to her in the nice color cover and say, Mom, I love you. Just as a favor, watch this, and then, you know, check into what's happening. And let me guess, she thinks Obama's going to save us?
Yeah.
Okay, well, go, Mom. She said that that they were going to close Gitmo, but if you read the executive order, it doesn't really do that. Well, Mom, he said he wasn't going to hire lobbyists. That's all he's been doing. Well, Mom, he kept all the Bush people over. Well, Mom, the very bankers that changed the laws and let them loot us in the 90s are the ones he brought back into his administration. Well, Mom, he's calling for a new world order, and then say, Mom, it's not that Obama's bad. Okay, it does say something good about the American people, that including the majority of white folks that voted for Obama. So that is racial equality, but it's going to be a cruel joke, a cruel hoax in the end, and say, Mom, I just don't want to see you suckered. But see, she's the master sergeant, and she doesn't like you sitting there telling her things. So, you know, try to educate her and then move on from Mom.
All right.
Good to hear from you, sir. I appreciate your call. You know, let her watch Endgame, where it shows how the government's done all these testing on the American people, especially black folks, and then go, hey, Mom, Obama just doubled the funding for eugenics in Africa. See, that's how you handle it. And speaking of films, we got Larry Pratt coming up. He's on ISDN, John, so let's go ahead and get him on. Go ahead and call him, get that set up. I'm going to go right to him, and we'll continue calls and news. There's just so much of it here. And it's kind of like I'm sitting down at a heaping helping of nightmares. I don't even want to get into all this because it's so much to analyze. It's so off the charts. It blows me away how real this is, that we were right about everything and it's really happening. I mean, they're making their move right now. But yes, get the films like Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill. This just came out, and we have it discounted out of the gate. Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, available at InfoWars.com. Endgame, Terror Storm, Fabled Enemies, get them. And it supports us. I'm hiring a bunch of new people. We're expanding. We're going to start a daily 5-minute little news boil down where I cover the top news. Jason Burmes is starting a new weeknight show here. He's moving to Austin. Got a bunch of other things we're going to be announcing soon. In the midst of all of this, we know it's our job to fight, so we're up in our game. And how do you support us? You purchase the books and videos so we can get the word out. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the third hour.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. It is the 10th day of February, 2009. We've got 2 hours left in this transmission. Larry Pratt, the Director of Governors of America, is coming up in the next segment. In the news I have here today, the Senate has passed the, quote, stimulus package. It's really a total federalization, an expansion of federalization. Just in the healthcare area alone, and they have the subsections here, I can't read this multi-thousand page bill. It's changing every day. This is the version they passed. Ruin your health with the Obama stimulus plan, Bloomberg Financial News. And it says if you're above the age of 55, you're going to have health care rationed. It takes over the health care doctors can give. It allows the government to set what health care you're allowed to get. And it admits that it is the British model. It is the British model of rationing health care. So I'm going to go back over this a little bit later in the show. We have the Newsweek cover story. We are all socialists now. And this is a lie. Socialism is always engineered by the big private central banks so that they can expand the size of government to take over the economy and then get everybody on the government dole where they control society and then they can play games with controlling education, controlling healthcare, controlling the society. This is a government-run system controlled and owned by private interests that then take the money offshore. Just amazing. So there is the Newsweek cover. Somebody needs to go out and buy that cover. We need to actually physically have that Newsweek cover for ourselves. So we are all socialists now. I'm going to go over this story after Larry Pratt is on with us. Also, I want to get into a story Kurt Nimmo did yesterday. We first broke this Sunday on whitehouse.gov. They are announcing what we've been warning you about for years. Administration after administration has been quietly setting this up to have tens of thousands of preachers, prominent ones, and the heads of the major denominations and faiths working for the government and preparing and selling the public on, well, they say gun control, open borders, quote, fighting climate change. This is all in there. Continuing here, on February 6th, the blog section of the White House website announced a recent executive order signed by Obama establishing the new White House Office of Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships. Instead of driving us apart, our very beliefs can bring us together, Obama said February 5th during the National Prayer Breakfast, E Pluribus Unum. In other words, the blog declared. Whether it's concerning groups that are training people for new jobs or figuring out the role of faith-based organizations, that's another bill with the FEMA camps, preachers will be running it, in combating global climate change, the office creates those partnerships in ways that's responsible, constitutional. This is not constitutional to have the feds in control of your local churches and money, separation of church and state. And bottom line, helps those in need, said Joshua Du Bois, a Pentecostal pastor, social activist, and former campaign religious outreach director who was appointed to lead Obama's faith-based initiative. Now, remember, the Democrats were all against Bush with tens of billions of dollars to buy off and control the churches. Then we found out what that was, clergy response teams, to go out and tell the public to go along with gun confiscations, going into the FEMA camps, forced inoculations. That's in the bill. Now, it's in the new bill. Now, this is just past regulations, but now it's in the new bill to build all the new FEMA camps, already built some, and have the faith-based organizations and local police all merged into that. So we'll be getting into this report a little bit more as well after Larry Pratt leaves us after about 30 minutes, getting into this massive group of the most hardcore gun control, victim disarmament legislation ever seen in the history of the United States. So that is coming up as well after the break. And your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For those that don't know, hundreds of publications the last 3 months, Newsweek, Time Magazine, the Associated Press, the Wall Street Journal, the Financial Times of London, the Times of London, the London Guardian, hundreds have announced that there is a world government, that it's the only solution to the economic crisis, and that we will pay our taxes to a new global bank that will set world interest rates and set world currency prices in the nations controlled by the Anglo-American establishment. They have built the FEMA camps. It's now mainstream news that they're for the American people. The 20,000 combat troops are training for gun confiscation. The Army War College admits their new mission is engaging the American people. Obama promised, and his chief of staff wrote a book about it and gave interviews saying 18 to 24, you'll be forced to serve in a new domestic military. The Pentagon, without a law, just announced a new million-person domestic army they're going to form, forcing all young people to be part of it. Now, that's in their documents. The public push for all of this is, oh, we're going to make you work at soup kitchens for the people. You're not against soup kitchens. And, oh, the Army's going to help at car wrecks on the side of the road and fight DWIs. You're not for drunk drivers, are you? So that's the public push. But in the documents, it's all admitted. They have the most draconian victim disarmament known as gun control bills ever introduced, to register all American gun owners, to license psychological test, federal testing. The attorney general's announcing that he'll just try to ban any guns he wishes just by him signing orders, all semi-autos. They're announcing no fly list, that anybody that's on that, over a million people, won't be able to own a gun. No judge, no jury, just a blacklist. At state levels, they're going after people. The BATF's going after gun shop dealers. They're trying to stop importation. If you thought Bill Clinton was bad, this is nothing. Newsweek's announcing we're now socialist. They're taking over the churches. The stimulus plan is socialized health care, telling doctors what procedures they can do, what they can't. If you're over 55, they're going to ration your health care. Word for word, I have the bill. It's in Bloomberg with the links to it. Larry Pratt has written about this, covered this. He's the head of Gun Owners of America. The good news is now 10 states are moving. California and Colorado, and I did check into it, it's true. 1994 passed a law saying 10th Amendment, but it's already there in the 10th Amendment. Other legislatures like New Hampshire have bills that say if there's gun confiscation, if there's martial law, this is HCR 6, that they're going to declare sovereignty and basically fight the feds if need be. The feds have been seized by offshore banks. Larry Pratt, they are making their move in Obama's first 200 days. Thank you for joining us. Can you comment on just the overall picture? And then let's get into what's happening with the Second Amendment.
Well, we might be thinking that they're going to move first on legislation. And they might. I'm not quite as sure that, as I was earlier, that they wouldn't want to put their own folks on record voting for gun control because Obama had, within hours of his inauguration, on the White House website, whitehouse.gov, a call for the renewal of the Clinton gun ban. That's something that I'm still not sure whether he intended just as some raw meat for his base or whether he actually expects to move in the Congress, putting guys' feet to the fire, recorded votes before the next congressional elections, which theoretically, quite possibly, could jeopardize his party's control of the Congress. On the other hand, since he's become president, I've become more aware of just how much of a willingness he has to exhibit his thuggishness, that he is a guy who's rather ignorant of a number of things, but as is the case with many arrogant people, ignorance seems to be quite happily coexisting with the arrogance. So I'm not sure, as I was, that he's not going to move legislatively. But that being said, administratively, he's got a wide open field. He's got an attorney general who's a gun grabber par excellence, Eric Holder. Right now, as I'm sure you've commented on more than once, there's a huge spike in guns and ammo sales. Well, of course, ammo sales don't require any federal paperwork at this time. But what if a dealer manages to get in a bunch of guns that have been back-ordered for a long time, which is the back-ordering is what's going on for a number of popular calibers, and he can't sell you the gun anyway? Well, why not, you ask? I got my money, you got the gun. What's the problem? Well, I need copies of the 4473 that the government makes me have you fill out so they can register your name, and I'm running out of copies. Well, you say, well, man, that's no problem. Go make some copies on your copy machine. I see it right over there. No, I'm not allowed to do that. I have to only get them from the BATFE, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives themselves. This is a cute little game that's being played, and dealers from around the country are reporting that they are running out of forms and that somehow the Bureau just can't seem to manage to get the forms out there in the field. And, of course, you're not allowed to make your own.
Unbelievable. Clever? This is first time I've heard of this. Is this breaking news?
It's been going on it's been building. You know, at first there were a few dealers complaining about it. And now it's becoming a more general complaint. Dealers have even, I know in the state of Maryland, had some meetings about it. But I've had reports from out in the West, everywhere. So this is something that's percolating down there among the gun stores. And I guess it's just such a stupid bureaucratic problem that people can't quite believe.
Well, we know it's on purpose.
Of course.
I had Aaron Zellman on a few days ago, and he said flat out, he said he thinks Obama's going to stage a mass shooting or they're going to line some lunatic up to do it. The economy's falling apart. All these top government people are saying they believe there's going to be riots everywhere. The Icelandic government fell. If there are riots breaking out, the answer is more guns, not less. Look at the Koreans in the L.A. riots stopping the rioting in their area when the police stood down. So I just want to get it out there up front. We don't want to see New Orleans, too, but nationwide, where they don't come and give you aid, but the Army comes and takes your guns. Can you speak to that and speak to the fact that they're announcing NORTHCOM and the Army War College are saying 20,000 combat troops to engage the American people and their new mission is engaging the people?
Well, if they take people's guns when the people are simply doing what they were doing after Katrina, guarding their property, they're going to have a little problem because the soldiers or the FBI agents or the marshals, whoever it might be, will be individually liable if they are working under, quote, color of law of the federal government. They're going to be personally liable for a lawsuit. This is a measure that was enacted into law thanks to Louisiana Senator David Vitter and then Representative Bobby Jindal, now the governor of Louisiana. And it says not only would the law enforcement official be personally liable for legal expenses his department couldn't pay what could easily be tens of thousands of dollars to defend him, But if there were a monetary settlement, because this would be a civil complaint, it's not a criminal charge, but if there were a monetary settlement, it'd be his house on the block. It would be his retirement on the block. It couldn't come out.
But under PDD 51, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and others, it says if the president says all the laws are suspended, Congress can't even be involved. Now, that's obviously unconstitutional, but NORTHCOM doesn't care. I mean, we are heading towards a constitutional crisis.
Well, it would take us right back to the kind of government we had under Abraham Lincoln, who also had a similar disregard for the Constitution. He was arresting members of state legislatures, tried to arrest members of the Supreme Court of the state of Maryland, exiled a member of Congress, Van Lanningham, from Ohio, who didn't agree with him. This was a guy who just rode roughshod over the Constitution at the very time when the protections of the Constitution are most needed during a crisis. That's, of course, when tyrants say, oh, well, we have to be given absolute powers. You know, I've taunted anti-gunners in the past when they were for violating privacy, when they wanted to make it easier to get convictions, when they wanted to do a number of things like that. I said, well, why don't you just get rid of all the Bill of Rights? Wouldn't that make government much more efficient? And at least at that time, two, 3 years ago, it kind of embarrassed them. But from what you're saying with this kind of a presidential directive, they're past being embarrassed.
Does it give you a ray of sunshine to know that upwards of 10 states are moving to declare sovereignty, and in the bills, they're saying things like, we're not going along with your martial law, we're not going along with gun confiscation, we're not going along with national compulsory service.
These are good first steps. They need to be obviously made a lot more specific, have teeth put in them. They need to state, as the pre-war between the states laws did, making it a null law, the fugitive slave law, so that if a federal marshal tried to enforce fugitive slave law, arrested a slave, say in Illinois, the law there said, you're guilty of kidnap. You just broke the law. You can't enforce that law. That law's a null and void here. Now, when we get legislatures and governors to that point, then they will be tangibly moving to protect the liberties of the people. The Montana legislature had something somewhat of that in mind when they announced before the Supreme Court decision on the D.C. gun ban that, hey, if you flub this one, we're out of here. I can spell out. They said it a little bit more.
Yeah, stay there. Let's come back and talk about that and talk about solutions so we can circle the wagons and not just defend the Second Amendment but take ground back that we've lost. Also, we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv. I was looking on screen. They had Gun Owners of America website up, and I saw an article up there. Billions of dollars for MoveOn.org and Acorn with our tax money to fund gun grabbing. Folks, I told you a year ago with Larry Pratt that the gun grabbers were coming, that they were the only real gun organization, that the NRA was actually founded and carries out gun control. He read all their quotes, the documents. And a lot of people thought, oh, Bush is in, everything's fine. And now you're seeing what's happening. Join Gun Owners of America today. Larry, give folks the phone number and the website for people to join or at least get on the free email alerts list so that, I mean, we can defend the Second Amendment.
Well, the phone number toll-free is 888-88-6-GUNS. That's 888-886, and then the letters G-U-N-S. But the easiest way to get to us is the web, gunowners.org. And if you go there, you can get a free subscription to our email alerts, and those enable people to fire off email to their members of Congress. I don't know what we're going to be able to stop, but I can tell you that we know from past that even when they continue to do bad things, we see them backing off, we see them slowing down, we see them putting aside some of their agenda when they realize that they're building opposition. So I would encourage people to take advantage of that. Gunowners.org and the email alert It's a freebie, and that's one of the ways they can really be sure that they're going to be fighting to keep their guns.
Yeah, I mean, I asked people a year ago on show after show, at least go sign up for the free email alert. The NRA is not going to give you these, and I'm not attacking NRA members. We're stating the historical fact. It's a Judas goat, and Larry would never go on air and really try to bash and do that, but he started doing it a year ago, and because he went over the history, their quotes, they helped pass the 68 Gun Control Act that started all this instant check and registration we have today, and the Second Amendment is on a razor's edge right now, and they're not even sending the forms out to most of the gun dealers now. The guns are selling out. They're moving against the Second Amendment. You need to be members. They need financial support. They're the only real lobbyists we've got on the Hill. Larry Pratt, give them the number again and tell them how much the memberships cost.
It's all at $20, and you can call and get information for membership at 888-88-6-GUNS. That's 888-886 and then the letters G-U-N-S. Or they can simply go to gunowners.org, and in addition to that free subscription for the email alerts, anybody can join up there also at that same website, $20. We'd be happy to have them sign up for time payments or full payment as a life member. But we just would like to be able to pay the rent. As a friend of mine said, you can't save the world if you can't pay the rent.
Larry, folks weren't listening last year, but I was talking during the break. A lot of folks are joining now, or at least signing up for the free email alerts, because they now understand we weren't playing games. And we told them last year, the BATF, it radically expanding its size, its new building, its harassment. I mean, they are coming for the guns.
Give you another example of what's being done administratively. We were successful in blocking Mike Sullivan, a U.S. attorney from Boston and a personal friend of Ted Kennedy. Well, I'm not sure for how much longer, because Kennedy seems to be in poor health. But in any case, Sullivan was the acting director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. And during his hearing to be the full-time permanent director, kind of an appointment as the same as the FBI head, Ted Kennedy said that he looked forward to working with Sullivan on gun control. Well, we were successful in blocking Mike Sullivan from getting a permanent job as the head of the BATFE. But on his way out, on the 14th of January, 6 days before the inauguration of the Messiah, the BATFE filed a notice of proposed rulemaking, which Gun Owners of America will be addressing well before the expiration of time. And in that, it does something that they had been seeking legislatively, because they arguably would have somewhat more justification by law, although there is no law that can justify anything that the BATFE does, because it's an unconstitutional entity. But in any case, this proposed rule would let any unnamed, uncounted bureaucrat in Boise, in Fort Lauderdale, whatever field office that the Bureau might have, yank a dealer's license, and that would be the final word. Well, there goes your, due process. There's not even necessarily any standard procedures.
Stay there. Do five more minutes. What's on the side? I want to finish up with this and talk about solutions. But that's what they're wanting to pass, a bill where Holder can just ban any guns he wants. It gives him this imperial power. So we see everything being converted to the agencies under the National Security Council having this new unlimited power. Larry Pratt's our guest. Stay with us. Phones for the balance of the transmission when Larry Pratt leaves us. And I'm going to take five calls, cover a news story, 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. We have an hour and 27 minutes left in this transmission. Larry, I saw him triple the size of the BATFE. I saw him build the biggest federal building anywhere in D.C. I saw Bush support the assault weapons ban. I would have gun show, people argue with me, or a guy at a gun shop argue with me, saying I was a liar. I knew they were harassing gun shops and dealers. I knew they were using extrajudicial, just executive bureaucratic authority to do this. You were just talking about Holder with a bill introduced to give him unlimited power to ban any guns he wants. It says it in the bill. National registration, national federal testing, psychological records, misdemeanors, can't own a gun, no fly list, can't have a gun. When they just put over a million Americans innocently on those, a blacklist. All of this is happening, and I keep trying to tell the listeners. Now I guess they're finally listening, record gun sales, but a lot of places they can't buy them. See, I've gotten emails about that, but Larry Pratt wasn't telling me, and I don't have time to track it down, about how a lot of these gun shops can't even sell guns now because they won't send them the yellow forms. I want to put the call out again to listeners, because JPFO makes films, writes books, is more of a think tank studying the gun grabbers, and I know you work with them, Jews Preservation of Firearms Ownership. It's one of the only national organizations other than you, but it's small. You've got 250-something thousand members next to the NRA's 2 or 3 million. It's always changing. And when we say the NRA, and I want you briefly to go into this, but then finish up your story from earlier first about just the bureaucracy, you know, saying we can shut down any gun show or gun shop we want without an arrest, without an indictment, without a claim, just we yank your license, kind of like Americans can't own guns on the new terror watch list, and there's Homeland Security says you won't be able to buy or sell, your credit cards are going to be turned off. You're like, how do I get off this list? Haven't paid taxes, they're going to turn it off. It's not just the no-fly list, folks, it's a database. There's a lot I'm throwing out here. The point is, one more time, gunowners.org and the toll-free number, if people don't get a $20 membership, if they don't sign up for the free alerts, if they don't become life members, you're the only real big group we've got that I know is good and I know is lobbying and I know has a track record and I know it's always been you guys that have beaten stuff. It hasn't been the NRA. And the people got to know this. So tell folks how to join.
Well, get information through the mail sent to you by calling our toll-free number, 888-886-GUNS, or 888, and then 886, and the letter is G-U-N-S. But for most people, I think, who have a computer, definitely easiest to go to gunowners.org. There they can get both the email alerts, which is a freebie, and then they can sign up as a member. They'll get a newsletter. They'll get legislative mailings on some of the more proactive projects that we're working on that are not as time-sensitive as the ones that are dealt with by the email, which are things that just come up all of a sudden and have a very short fuse on them. And there'll be things that we just don't even, we can't even mail on. There's so many things going on like this. I'm not sure whether we'll ever get to the mail on this notion that the dealers can be shut down now by some unnamed, unspecified, faceless bureaucrat, thousands of them throughout the country pulling their licenses on really nothing type of complaints. And we've talked about it before. Maybe that they let three or four customers do an abbreviation for Baltimore, BLTO, instead of writing it out Baltimore.
Yeah, they're coming in and they're white glove inspecting everything. They're shutting down gun shops everywhere. They've introduced bills to shut down the gun shows, private transfer. But you're saying this was done as he left. They just did it by fiat. No law in Congress. No nothing. This is going on now. Now the gun shops are even in more terror.
Right. It's a proposed rule. There's something sometime in April is the deadline for filing comments. We're not going to suggest that most of our members would enjoy writing directly to the Bureau, but we are going to make it so that they can do a little reining of email and comment to their members of Congress, so their members of Congress realize that if they don't do something about this, this is just going to be one more reason not to vote for them in 2 years.
Well, absolutely. On the subject, just briefly, the NRA, just give people a snapshot of what you've covered in the past, that this really is a gun control group.
Well, the biggest disappointment was their complete blindness to the Veterans Disarmament Act, as we called it, because it targeted veterans first. You can lose your right to keep and bear arms without even a smidgen of due process. No trial, no jury, no no real judge, no real court, no lawyer, no expert witnesses, no cross-examination, no confronting your adversary, your accuser. Just you go before some bureaucrat, and you don't even go before him, actually. In the case of the veterans, if they get a diagnosis that says they have something like post-traumatic stress disorder, that they might be a danger to self or others, boom, they've just lost their gun rights.
Again, and Holder has said they're going to expand this to everybody and even get juvenile crime records and juvenile psychology records. Most of America has been sent to a psychologist at one time or the other because they advertise it's the thing to do. It's over.
The bill that we call the Veterans Disarmament Act, which I repeat, was simply named that by us because they were the first in the crosshairs. But as you're saying, all they need to do is appropriate the money that was authorized in that bill, and they're going to come after everybody else's medical records. It doesn't matter whether they were a veteran or not. All they have to do is have some indication that, as you say, you've been to a psychiatrist, and he has found in some way that a diagnosis that might make you a danger to self or others. Well, that might could be perhaps 1%.
And they do that. They do that for everybody because they tell people go to it. They go to get you on insurance. I'm going to give you this diagnosis. There's literally close to 1,000 different ones. Even criticizing the government, seen as a mental illness. Now they have over 100 designations there. And this isn't your opinion. In the bill that the current White House chief of staff introduced last year, when he was in the House of Representatives from Illinois. And he supported the total Chicago gun ban, the D.C. gun ban.
Sure.
Holder argued before the Supreme Court for a total gun ban. I mean, this is what they do. They've introduced that bill again, and I know you know this, but for the audience, that says you'll be federally tested and federally licensed and all your psychological records must be provided by you in indentured servitude. You go before a federal board. That's how they basically banned guns in New York 30, 40 years ago, saying, oh, you can get a gun once you go to our board, once you get a psychological test, and then they just don't have the board meet once every 6 months and you can't get on the list, so through bureaucracy, you never get the gun.
And even if they give you an opinion, what do? You don't have a court trial there. You don't have any due process there. You're flat out of luck. It's just some folks that have some process that you may not even be aware of, and they render an opinion that says, we don't find you fit to own a gun.
Now, they do that by fiat. When you can't get a gun, then you call, then you got to file paperwork, pay for a lawyer yourself, and then maybe get a hearing with a kangaroo court.
It'll be a kangaroo court because it'll be a hearing that considers a record that's already been produced by this body that screwed you to begin with. It's not as if you go into a court where you're supposed to have a clean slate. The government is accusing you. The burden of proof is on them. And then you start from there to build a record in a normal trial proceeding. The trial that they'll be talking about is more like an appeal where the only thing that can be considered is the record brought in from the lower, quote, court. Well, since they've already got about, for instance, when the BATFE does this right now to dealers with their administrative law procedures, there's a 95% zapping of the dealer. So if a poor dealer wants to appeal to a federal court, even though the law says the court's supposed to give him that brand new trial, they don't. They accept the record of the bureaucrat.
So what's happening? Yeah. So they're putting our entire Second Amendment into a bureaucratic system, expanding the narrow bureaucratic powers they got under the 68 Gun Control Act to fully savage the Second Amendment outside any judicial system.
Outside is the key, because that was supposed to be short of the bullet box. The jury box was supposed to be our ultimate defense of our free society, of our free state, to use the term of the Second Amendment. And if the jury isn't even involved, they're so afraid of us that even though they often feed us like mushrooms and get juries to do things that if the jurors really knew what was going on, they wouldn't rule the way they do. But they don't even want to take that chance, and so they just bypass the jury altogether, because when you go into that federal court, the jury's never going to, if there is a jury, they're never going to hear any of your real case, because that's already been, quote, presented at the lower court, and they got it all structured and jiggered against you. A kangaroo court is a very apt description.
Well, the good news is, I've seen the numbers from the FBI, 44%, the previous highest record, now 4 months running with guns being purchased and ammo being purchased. And if they try to, with this bureaucratic thing, not let people have the forms, that's just going to make people understand how real this is. And so I think they're overreaching right now, and I think it's going to backfire, because I've seen the polls. You're more aware of this than I am, but back in the 70s and 80s, they brainwashed close to half the public to support more reasonable and, quote, gun control. But since then, I see most of the polls, 70, 75, 80%.
Correct.
The young people are into it. Liberals, I know, are buying guns. They learned mistrust of government under Bush. Now they're starting to not trust Obama. People are really fundamentally getting it now, and we're winning the hearts and minds in the gun culture, the Second Amendment culture this country was founded on. You know, it all started, folks, when the Redcoats came to take the guns. I think we're going to kick their ass. I'm sorry to use that term.
Well, I hope that's correct. I see what you're talking about, and you're not making that up. On the other hand, we can't forget that the government schools have been doing their job, and they've been cranking out lots of voters that think it's really cool to vote against freedom, against liberty. I have no idea what.
Sure, but my point is, I'm not saying we're even winning. We're showing some fight. We're growing. They're moving against us, and I'm telling folks, this is the fight. This is 1776 part two.
True. That, in that sense, I think you are correct, and I would agree, because they are going to substantially alienate a significant minority of the American people. And the arrogance that I've seen in Obama, which seems to go along with his South Chicago thuggishness, could very well end up turning people off. And, well, let's hope so.
Well, the left, he's gone back on every promise to them. The we're starting to see cracks in the facade as they realize he's bought and paid for by the very same interest. You know, what I'm getting at here, Larry Pratt, is I don't want them to come after the guns, but I know they've been creeping around trying it forever. And in a way, part of me just says, you know what? Let's go ahead and get this show on the road. You know what? You just want to keep pushing and pushing. I know how the country was founded. I know how it's going to be founded again. You can't help it. You're going to use the military against the Second Amendment. The military is going to come over to our side, and we're going to arrest every one of you foreign bankers that have been running your scams, and we're going to try you with a jury of your peers, and you're going to the hooscow.
Well, better sooner than later, because they are, in the long run, working a very effective plan to dumb down the American people. And if they overplay their hand now, better now than sometime in the future. I quite agree that sooner rather than later would be to our favor.
Yeah, let's get the show on the road, whether that be peaceful or whatever it is. Let's defend the Republic to the end. Larry Pratt, I want to really thank you for spending time with us in these very, very dark days. But we will continue. We will continue to track all of this at Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. And folks can also call the, 703-321-8585 number. Is that good as well?
That'll work, too. And that's what people often call if they have some question about a legislative issue. That's where our policy guys are.
And folks, don't think they're omnipresent. If you see gun bills introduced at your state level or federal, or you see things going on, or you see gun grabbers giving anti-American speeches, let Gun Owners of America know, because they're on YouTube now and Facebook, and they got a Web 2.0 site, and they're in, you know, I mean, they are kicking hind end. And Larry Pratt, it's just great being associated with you. God bless you.
Well, same here. Thanks so much, Alex.
You bet. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Larry Pratt, the head of Gun Owners of America. I want to go to your phone calls. We're going to do that in the next segment. I'm kind of like somebody who's got to clean the garage out, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I don't want to get started on this. I'm procrastinating, and then I get started, and you finally clean the garage out. When it comes to covering this news, I mean, this is horrifying. People, I don't try to get up here and make the government look bad. I don't try to get up here and explain just how serious it is. It's so much worse than I could even explain to you. I mean, I've got Bloomberg right here. And I couldn't believe it this morning, and I went and looked up the bills, because they're always adding new stuff to the bailout. Excuse me. And the government will decide what health care you get, even if you have insurance. There'll be rationing of people 55 or older. Give me a close shot somewhere. How about that camera over there? I want to show people this article, or we could just punch it up on screen. ruin your health with the Obama stimulus plan. And I want you to go read this, and then I want you to go to the bill itself and read it for yourself. Then it says it's the British model to be adopted, where if you're older, you will not be given the treatments you need. Medicare, Medicaid, you name it. I mean, you know, you thought socialist health care was bad. People are like, oh, I want free health care. It isn't free, Jack. Once you're in a socialist system, everybody's like, don't treat those old people. They're taking all the money. I only want it for me. And then they can play the population off against each other. It's all in here. I'm going to get to that after calls. The faith-based stuff. You know, I mean, this article out of Newsweek. I mean, you can't. This is telling you how great socialism is and how wonderful it is. This isn't socialism. Trillions of dollars to offshore banks to then come back and loan the government its own money back at interest and to come in and buy off your cities. And Acorn is going to get $2 billion from Obama. And Bush was doing all this too, you know, to all these groups. These are rent-a-mobs that the media and the news can point at and say, oh, you know, there's our constituents. And national drafts and all of this stuff. I mean, I can repeat it over and over again. It makes my head spin. You heard Larry Pratt saying he can't keep track of it all now either. They're just hitting us from every side. But the good news is it's so unconstitutional. It's so classically tyrannical, despotic, authoritarian. It's so classically evil. And you've got the politicians, it comes out in the news, 65% or more of Congress doesn't pay income taxes. The bankers don't pay. Fortune 500 companies don't pay taxes. Their employees do. They don't pay taxes. They wrote the laws for themselves. It's foreign banks have hijacked the country. It's an illegitimate government. People email me and go, you right-wing bastard, we're going to get you. You don't like Obama. Hey, idiots, I wrote the book on attacking George Bush. But he's a puppet and so's Obama. See, pass that to the bankers. Don't be a sucker. Okay, we are back live. Let's go to your phone calls. Al in New York, you are on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello, my friend.
How you doing? I'm 24 years old, and I've been following the alternative media and your fight against the New World Order, and it inspired me to go into college and take up political science. I was wondering, how can I use that degree to help people and fight the New World Order?
Well, I'm not saying it's bad for you to go to college, but you'll just get in massive debt, and they'll teach you a false political paradigm with most political science degrees. But that can also, you know, help you with that perspective of the false map they download into your brain, basically. I wouldn't wait to go get a political science degree to go out and warn people and wake people up. But, I mean, I don't think it's bad for you to get a degree. But, I mean, you're just not going to find a lot of work in government if you're opposing their criminal operations.
So do you suggest journalism? Because I thought about that, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, the old media is imploding because people know they're a pack of criminal liars or a pack of people spinning things. I mean, I started taking RTF in college, but I went and started an Access TV show, and 6 months later had a weekend show, and 6 months after that had a daily show, and a year after that had a syndicated show. So, I mean, it's just best to go out and do it. It's best to start a website now or get with somebody and work with them and, you know, go out and do citizen reports and then get a sponsor or two and just do it that way. I mean, it's best to not wait in life. It's best to, you know, just bust your hind end now and start reporting on things now.
I see. Thanks a lot for your advice, Alex.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your call. Ken in Texas, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Mom?
Yes, you are.
Sorry. I have two questions. The first one, have you heard of the Continental Congress?
I know that they had a Continental Congress in 1775.
Sorry, they're forming one right now, and I think they're going to have a meeting between now and March the 1st, and I encourage everyone to get involved. because they're going to try to find a way over a period of a month.
Oh, you're talking about a
because right now we
yeah, you're talking about a con. You're talking about they want to try to amend the Constitution. Yes, they only need two more states to get it done.
If you go to WeThePeopleFoundation.org, it explains everything. They're going to get together in the Constitutional Hall across from the Independence Hall.
Oh, you're saying, Bob,
like us, three from each state, to work on a way to start going by the Constitution and bring our republic back. We're talking about citizens. We're not.
Yeah,
talking
no, no.
About
you're
written.
You're talking about Bob Schultz separately doing those, and that's fine. There's been a lot of citizen Continental Congresses. I think really we have the legislatures already there with the authority. We need to go in and have the legislatures say, you know, the federal government is now bankrupt and foreign and has been hijacked, and the states need to vote to reconstitute the federal government and have these people arrested. We need to have state grand juries start indictments. I'm not poo-pooing Bob Schultz. We need to get him back on. I haven't been on in years. It's just that meeting across from the, you know, in Philadelphia or whatever and coming up with a plan, I think that's fine too. But I mean, right now we've got 10 states moving to declare sovereignty. It was 7 last week or 8 last week.
Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know if you know or maybe your listeners know. These new converter boxes, a lot of people I know are wanting to get them. Do they have a microphone in them to spy on people like some of the cable boxes do? Or does you know or does
the Scientific Atlantic
know?
Boxes have a microphone. Google now with the cameras and microphones on computers does dial in with an AI computer and record everything going on in your house. They admit that. I don't know if the converter boxes do, because the converter boxes are not two-way, so I would imagine they don't. It's a cable box or a TiVo two-way systems that are surveilling what you watch and what you do, and many of the models physically watching you and surveilling you. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Ken. Dan, Kurt, Greg, Mike, and many others. More of your calls straight ahead. In the fourth hour, we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv. We are back live taking your phone calls. Kurt in Texas. No, next up's Dan in Texas. Dan in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you all for taking my call. I'd like you to know that a lot of us couples listen to your show all the time, and my wife made an interesting comment, and I think I'm going to pass it on to you. She would like to see you have more women that are involved in the Patriot movement and the Second Amendment movement on your show as guest. That's just a hint she wanted to pass along. I want to make a comment, since our son is a police officer, that we hear a lot on the talk shows that they're down in the cops. Cops are murderers. Cops are out of control. Cops, you know. I would like to see more radio personalities take the information they're getting about the bad cops and direct it that way. And please, those of you that are listening out there, don't imagine that every cop pulls you over is going to be out of control or one of the bad guys, because we're a patriot family, and my son is a patriot, and he treats people with kindness and respect and so forth. And I would just hate for somebody to jump out of a car and blow him away, or you know, whether by gun or by their mouth, you know, because of their belief, you know, or
well, let me just say this. They've got police so scared now that I saw two cases this week that I didn't even cover on air, if you thought I was trying to bash police, where they pull over unarmed cars, the cops just get out and unload into the car, shooting people. Or they shoot somebody in the back and then say that, I mean, what about us? We're scared. We're tired of being killed. Am I saying all the police are bad? No. But all over Texas, the police pull you over and say, I want your watch. Give it to me. And the person takes their watch off and, okay, here's my watch. I mean, I just read the San Antonio Express News, one little town where they're stealing everybody's stuff. And I mean, so what I'm saying is the leadership of the police is bad. The feds have, I mean, I just covered Art Aceveda wanting everybody that gets arrested for a misdemeanor to have their blood taken in a DNA database, and the feds are telling him to do that. Now, I know a lot of police, and a lot of police send us information, and I know a lot of police are nice, and I run into them. I understand that. But police are so scared of getting blown away. Statistically, they have a much better chance of being run over or dying in a car wreck. They see them hanging their hind ends out in the highway writing tickets all day. I mean, my whole point is we have a predatory criminal government. And tyranny's going to come to your door in a uniform, as Officer Jack McClam says. So I salute good officers. I see police out changing tires. I see police out helping. And when they do good, I say it. And I always say it's not individuals, it's the system. But I mean, sir, we're in tyranny. In Germany, the police were bad. In Russia, the police were bad. In China, the police are bad. I mean, do you understand that when you have a bad government, the police, by extension, become that enforcer?
Yes, I understand. But I just want to thank God that, our son is not that way, and, that, you know, people he pulls over up here will be treated with respect, and he is by the Constitution. Also, Alex, I'd like to say one more thing, and I get off here. I do praise you for your work on the show, and I'm not judging you as such on that particular subject. I'm just saying a lot of people do judge police officers as all of them are bad. No, sir, they're not. I disagree with that with these people.
No, Alex, I agree with you. I agree with you. But, sir, a lot of people are in denial and saying none of them are bad. I mean, do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, we know there are some bad, because I saw the news story like you, and a cop pulls a gun, shoots a guy in the back, and he was down on the ground, and there was nothing he was doing to resist or anything. Yes, sir, there are bad cops. But I'm just saying I would like for the public to remember that there are good cops, too. And when we get on these stories about the bad cops and stuff, let's direct it toward the bad cops, and let's do remind the public, you know, there are good cops. Let us thank God for the good cops. Let us pray for the good cops as well.
Now, I hear you. Hey, Bob Dacey's son is a police officer, and he's a great guy. I remember when he was a little kid. That's how old I'm getting. You know, and I mean, he's a good guy. I'm telling you, though, the government is evil. It's gone bad. And so police need to realize that and say, okay, we're not with this system. Good, they can join us like the state houses are. Hey, I appreciate you and your family.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to say this to Dan, who called about his son being a police officer and being a patriot. I am not perfect. In fact, I'm far from it. And I have said many times on air, and I've apologized for the fact that I've actually helped the New World Order inadvertently. Because the police are in a gang mentality. It's an us against them. You know, everybody's out to get them. All they can trust is fellow cops. That's what they're taught. And so when I come out and yell and scream and hyperventilate at the police, that actually helps them get into more of a paranoid mode, more into going along with tyranny. But at the same time, police are doing unconstitutional things all over the nation. They are basically under a federal directive. Their FEMA camps are being built. The police more and more do act like thugs. I mean, you know, I've been all over the country and asked a cop for directions. I mean, Galveston, Texas, and New York City, and they're like, do I look like a phone book to you? Like, hi, officer. Hey, do you know where this is? Do I look like a phone book to you? I've talked to a lot of Austin cops who visited New York, and they'll, hey, officer, where's this? Hey, what's your problem here? Get out of here. I talked to the Austin police chief out there. That happened to him in New York a few months ago, he said. So how do you like being treated like that? But it's more than that. I've had police in Austin, New York, other places walk up and say, turn your cameras off on the street corner. You're not allowed to be out here interviewing people. I go, but I have a First Amendment. Hey, you want me to arrest you right now, Mr. Smart Pants? And you got to go, okay, but I'm going to sue you for this. Please don't violate the Bill of Rights Constitution. Treat me like a human. And they'll start screaming some more. Then they'll get ready to arrest you. And then the supervisor comes over and doesn't want trouble and says, let him go. Now, I know they're training the police to dislike the public. I know they're training the police to feed on the public. And I know that every major jurisdiction we look at frames people all day long. I know the majority of narcotics officers are really drug dealers and plant drugs on people, and that's on record. I know the CIA ships in heroin and cocaine. I know the war on drugs is a fraud. I know all over Texas the police steal everything you got. It's normally smaller jurisdictions where total corruption takes over. The bigger ones just carry out the overall tyranny, but they know to keep the low-level crime down by their officers. Now, are all officers involved in this? No. I mean, I remember when I was in high school and college, I was big into working out. Worked out 2 hours a day. Wish I had the time today, you know, nowadays. And I worked out at gyms, and it was always cops who were in there, and, you know, they'd give me spots. And, you know, I remember being like 18 years old and going, hey, we're going to get something to eat, and going to a restaurant and eating something with cops, military people, you know, because I look like that type of person. And I know they're just regular people. But the point is, they have been incrementally trained to urinate all over the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and I'm not putting up with it. You think the founding fathers hated all the redcoats? A lot of them had been redcoats, been in the British military, most of them. Yeah, including George Washington. They were tired of it. Seeing, look. I've been there and watched the APD grab a baby out of somebody's arms with no due process for no reason because it was a poor family and they knew they could steal it for the CPS and get $400,000 for it on the market. I've seen Judge Jean Mira with the family courts threaten parents to sign their kids over to the government for being late to class three times when it's not even a violation of state law, the truancy law they're claiming. I have seen it. I've gone out in my car after watching them steal babies and broke down and cried like a baby. It's torn my intestines out. I'm sick of injustice and I'm sick of the bull. And so overall, I'm tired of the TV ads worshiping the police and the military. That's not to worship the police and the military. It's to worship the government and to sell PR because they know the public's getting sick of it. Police were, in most areas of this society, revered and appreciated. And you know why 50, 100 years ago? Because they had to go after people when somebody stole somebody's goods. They had to go up against real criminals. They had to be in shootouts and hideouts. They had to go after bank robbers. And cops were into being macho and tough. There was still always corruption because you're going to have criminals trying to buy off the police. But by and large, that's why people didn't buy cops slices of apple pie and run out and give them coffee in their cars 50, 60 years ago because they were scared of them. They liked them. They knew them. They were on their local beat. And they were watching the neighborhood. And you could go out of town and know that Bob was going to be walking around with his partner and he knew the community. That we don't have that now. They don't want the police to know us. They don't want the police to be our friends. And I'm tired of it. Look, I'm going to explain something to the police and the military. I don't have time to kiss your butts. I don't have time to sit here and play games. They are going to steal all your pension funds. If you don't care about us, care about yourselves. They don't tell you not to drink fluoride water. They don't tell you not to drink aspartame Cokes. They don't tell you how dangerous things are for you and your family. I do. I am your friend. I want you to do well in life. I don't want you to get shot out there on the streets. But I've seen cops time after time all over the country raid people and say they had an arsenal of guns, some old man steal their guns. I've seen too much crime from you. I know statistically that you're doing a lot of bad. You know, there was a time in this nation where per capita, we had a lot less police per population. But when a car got stolen or when somebody got raped, the police went absolutely crazy like a bunch of bloodhounds on a scent. Now they don't do that. They do if a cop gets killed. You know, over 90% of the time when a cop gets killed, they find the perpetrator. Did you know only 10 or 11, depending on the year, percent of murders go solved if it's a civilian? Why are you using military terminology? You don't know why. You need to find out. Police. Why is the mayor calling people in Austin civilians? I'm not going to call him a jackass. He knows what he's doing. The cities are nothing but systems to scoop up all the tax money and send it offshore through the comprehensive financial reports. The government's much more corrupt than you know. You work for it. So we praise the police like Officer Jack McClam, and let's get Officer Jack McClam back on. Write a note, please. And I want to get Sheriff Richard Mack on. It's been years since I had him on. You know, he didn't like how the feds were pulling people over for having handguns, doctors and lawyers, people with no criminal records, and taking them to jail in his county. So he sued them, went to the Supreme Court, and won a Second Amendment case on the 10th Amendment. The feds don't have any jurisdiction in the states. The states are supposed to have any gun laws if they're going to have them. The only gun law this country ever had was you got to have them openly. See, that's the legal trick. They say, well, to have them concealed, you got to get a permit. Because that's against the law under the Constitution. You have arms openly. Why do you shake hands with somebody? That's the old ancient medieval thing of, hey, let's shake hands. I don't have an arm. I'm meeting you on the highway. I'm going to shake hands with you. I'm not about here off the coach road to pull out a dagger and stab you in the stomach or pull out a musket and shoot you. You know, I see these national polls where 90%+ of police say they're pro-Second Amendment. Well, where are you? Where's your? I see you carrying out unconstitutional actions. Look, foreign banks have seized the United States. I keep repeating that. We're in receivership. And if we could just wake up to that and get past the puppet Obama and the puppet Bush and all this window dressing and really get down to brass tacks, we can turn this around. If not, we don't have any future. Look, I'm right about all this stuff. We've proven we're right. I try to be friendly towards the police. I try to have Arde Saveda in here twice because he's slick and he reaches out to people. But frankly, he's a going up the federal ladder and doing stuff that's unbelievable. DNA databases now. He is Arde Saveda the vampire. I mean, he is out of control. And I know he listens. He tells me about half my shows. Well, I mean, you know, I'm going to take him up on going out to dinner sometime when I get time. He lives in the same neighborhood as me. And I'm going to just say, you know, when does it end? And, you know, his excuse is, well, DNA actually, you know, if we take DNA from all the misdemeanor people, you know, DNA's gotten all these people off death row. Exactly. Over a third of people on death row, it's been found, are totally innocent. But they don't want the DNA. The feds don't. Pushing this nationwide and worldwide. The British have already got it. They want it so they have your blood on sample so they can frame you with it. Do I have to go through how they frame you with your blood samples? Oh, but he says it's to make sure you're safe and to make sure that you know, they can test the DNA properly. But you can't trust the system that does it. You know, I'm for the death penalty. I believe some child rapist needs to be executed, some child killer. But you can't trust a criminal state because they've been proven they frame so many people. That's not why Arde Saveda and six other Texas police chiefs are pushing for taking your blood every time you're arrested for misdemeanors and felonies. They're doing this as part of a global operation. I told people years ago they proposed that. And now it's happening right here where I live. Oh, it's incredible. Curtin, Texas, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
I dropped out of the NRA when I learned that they were a NGO of the UN.
Yep.
I didn't figure that they could be of any good being connected with that organization.
Well, they sponsored the 68 Gun Control Act and the 33 one. They are behind all the gun control.
I distributed quite a few of copies of your film out to people. Have you heard of anybody else that has been more or less what a friend of mine called black bagged? Back several weeks ago, when me and the wife came in, we detected that somebody had been in the house, maybe. There didn't seem to be anything missing or disturbed too much, and I thought it was just our imagination until I looked at the original copies of your DVDs, and every last one of them, it looked like somebody took sandpaper and went from one side to the other on it.
Stay there. I'll tell you what's going on when we get back. That is how afraid of these films. When I tell you these films are the solution, I'm not kidding. They have arrested people in Oklahoma, Tennessee, Kentucky, Michigan, and California for handing my videos out and Ron Paul videos.
I was sitting in traffic listening to the radio.
Okay, we are going back to Kurt in Texas. Kurt, just some background. Let me guess, you live in a small town.
Not too small a town.
Where do you live?
Abilene.
Oh, Abilene is probably one of the worst. You know, that's where the Bushies hang out, that in Midland. We see some of the worst cases in that area time and time again. And what happens is people that give out hundreds or thousands of copies, and this has ended up in the newspaper. I don't know if you heard me tell the Kelly Rushing case. He was giving out my video and a Ron Paul video, and they charged him for my video and the Ron Paul video, saying it was threatening to police that they didn't like it. And it went to court, and the jury found him not guilty of terroristic threats through the videos. Very nice guy in the community, and he couldn't believe that it happened. But, yes, they probably went in your house looking for something illegal. They couldn't find anything, and they got mad. And, see, you've got these federally paid-for anti-terror liaison officers in every department, a lot of them in big departments. They had nothing to do. There are no real terrorists. But, like the federal marshal said last year, in the case of airports, a little kid taking a picture with a camera, they're on the terror list for life. Order a different meal on the plane, terror list for life. They said, this is wrong, but we have to show there's a terror threat. So these guys don't like the fact you're handing videos out in town. I mean, have you handed a lot out?
Yes.
How many?
I don't know.
Ballpark.
Around 300, 400.
Well, the answer is you just hand out even more, and it's just secret police intimidation, and it's going to get worse. You know, I've had all sorts of stuff done to me, and you know, these are criminals, and it's disgusting. I mean, what, were you out of town when this happened?
No, I just out one day around town, spent most of the day, and it was late in the evening when I came in, and I questioned my neighbors. Of course, nobody saw anything, but I was lucky enough when the Hastings local video buffed them up for me, got the scratches out where they all run just as true as can be, thank goodness. But just looked like they'd taken each one out, the master copies and some of the ones I had sitting in folders ready to go out, and took sandpaper or a key or something and just went back and forth across them.
What does that tell you the films are doing?
It tells that someone don't want them seen.
Because they're afraid of especially Texans and people that have a history of fighting back. They know conservatives, especially, and libertarians are upset. They don't want people knowing the full story. Because if folks find out the true diabolical nature, but it's too late. I want to tell the thugs that did this. It's too late for you. 10 states are moving to stand against you. More will move. We are going to win this thing with God's help, my friend.
The state of Texas has always had the right to secede from the Union. And if it comes to that right now, that would be the ideal thing for us to do.
It's not a union anymore. It's been hijacked. Mm-hmm. Publicly, we're under war powers by foreign banks. I appreciate your call. Just keep making the copies. Keep getting them out to people. Intensify your efforts. Get with more people. Just every time you get attacked, say, I put it in God's hands. I expand what I'm doing. You know when you're over the target when you're getting the flack. Let's talk to Greg in New York. Greg, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. I've got a quick question for you, sir. I just got a letter from the U.S. Department of Justice and FBI. I live up here in a small town in upstate New York. I have my hunting license. We hunt deer. We fish. We do whatever. I went into a local gun shop out here in the middle of nowhere to buy a new Mossberg shotgun, and I had to fill out a form for the FBI. No big deal. I had a DUI back in 1980s. Like I said, I'm 50 years old. I was 20-some years ago.
Yeah.
And I got turned down because of an NICS check.
Yep. They are now.
I can't believe it.
See,
I'm sorry, Alex, but what it says is your denial indicates that either you or another individual with a similar name and or similar descriptive features has been matched with the following federally prohibitive criteria under Title 18. Alex, I gave them my fingerprints. I had to send that in. They had my driver's license. They had my Social Security number. What type of a profile are they talking about?
No. A lot of people, sir, stay there. A big percentage of gun owners now who don't even have misdemeanors are told this. Then you really become registered and then you thumbprint. They're getting everybody ready for national registration. It's like the no-fly list. Everybody's basically going to be on the list. I mean, I know so many veterans, so many retired cops, famous football players. They can't own guns now. They have no convictions. Doesn't matter. The feds just laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, I'm going to continue with your phone calls here in just a few minutes. You know, I meant to go through this today. It's up on Infowars.com. It's on newsstands everywhere. We are all socialists now. In many ways, our economy already resembles a European one. As boomers age and spending grows, we will become even more French. Ah, yes, Rothschild dominated. And then it goes into now the United States is now socialist. And what a great thing it is. But it's not socialist. It's a parasitic government sitting on top of us, ruling over us, having their way with us. See, government's bankrupt, so its answer is get even bigger and take over even more. And just one facet of the spending bill that passed the Senate, now it's going to go back to the House. Bloomberg reports, this is just so amazing. I covered a lot of it in the first hour. I read the whole article. When that restarts in about 25 minutes, you'll want to listen to it. And this is currently in the bill to ration health care. Says health care reform will not be pain-free. Senators should be more accepting of the conditions that come with age. Seniors should be more accepting of the conditions that come with age instead of treating them. You just don't get your stuff treated now under social health care. You like that? Year and a half, 2 years for a brain tumor to be worked on. Medicare now pays for treatments deemed safe and effective. The stimulus bill would change that and apply a cost-effectiveness standard set by the Federal Council. The Federal Council's model after the UK board discussed in Daschle's book, and it goes on to say, this is what they're saying. You'll have to go blind. It's old folks, you're supposed to go blind. You don't get that surgery. I mean, that's in the bill. We kept telling you people that wanted socialism. It's not even, it's eugenics. It's controlling the way you live and behavior. Well, we kept tabs on you your whole life. You were healthy. You're a good bureaucrat. You're part of the party. You get health care. Just unbelievable. You know, there's a bunch of other news I want to go to, but first let's take a few more calls before I do that. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next, Mike in Tennessee, or was it Greg? Yeah, it's Mike in Tennessee. You're on the air. Go ahead, Mike.
Good afternoon, Alex. Yeah, I was listening to your guest early with the Gun Owners of America, and I was at the gun show in Germantown, Tennessee, Saturday, and there was an NRA booth, and I walked by and was reading your information. The guy asked if I was a member, and I said no, and he says, well, why not? Don't you support the Second Amendment? And I said, well, yeah, I do, as a matter of fact, and because you're responsible for sponsoring the 1933 and 1968 gun bans, I kind of, you know, hold you guys responsible for that. And since you don't support the Second Amendment, it seems like you support mostly hunters, but not people, you know, with the Second Amendment being there for people to bear arms to protect themselves from a corrupt government. You know, that's what you guys are missing, and I wish you'd get on board with us. Well, the guy started yelling at me, and basically one of his friends next to him jumped up and said he was going to kick my tail, but he didn't say tail, and anyway, I thought that was quite interesting. Instead of them being able to debate the question about their sponsorship of these bills, they just went on the attack. Wish I'd had a recorder on me.
Those guys are just making money there. See, I mean, yeah. I've had a lot of gun shop owners go, Alex, don't tell people the NICS is a registration. It's not. It scares them away.
Yeah.
That's what it is, a registration. It's a registration that you're a gun owner, and how many guns you got? Is it a long arm? You know, a long rifle, shotgun, or handgun?
Are you asking me a question?
No, I mean, I'm telling. I'm, so, I mean, what happened when the guy said, I'm going to kick your butt?
He told his buddy to go get the head of the organization that was running the show. And, of course, now I was the radio host in a simulcast the day before. He didn't recognize me. And so the guy comes over and says, what's the matter, Mike? And I told him what happened and said, well, you know, I just mentioned the gun bans and there's two or three people listening. And I figured they would either debate me on the issue or they would, you know, not say anything. I didn't think they were going to attack me and threaten to, you know, jump over the counter and kick my butt as they did. He said, look, you know, don't listen to those guys. You know, I'm aware of the bands. I'm not a member either of the NRA. Just, you know, they're just paid sponsors.
Well, let me stop here right there. I want to hear more of this. Notice their response was they didn't like your speech. They were going to use authority to stop you from speaking. Remember the articles in Missouri and other states where the state police went on TV and others and said, if you criticize Obama and tell a lie about him, we're going to arrest you, and they decide what a lie is. Again, and then my listeners didn't believe that till I played the newscast, and the newscast was acting like it was normal and kosher. So, but, I mean, see how their response? I had the same thing happen in McBride's. Nice gun shop. I know a lot of guys that work there, but the guy got aggressive. He said, now, Alex, I wasn't there buying a shotgun. I don't appreciate you lying about Bush being for the assault weapons ban. And I said, it is. He's like, huh, it is, huh? Because it's their false paradigm. What are you, some kind of liberal? And then the manager came over and said, no, he's right. He's right. Alex is right. And the guy was like, huh? But, I mean, look at their response. I'm going to get you thrown out of here, boy. You don't tell me the NRA is a gun control group. Instead of him saying, show me proof, let's defend the Second Amendment. But I mean, so what did they do once they learned that you, thank God you were a talk show host, they might have SWAT teamed you. What happened?
Well, he told me that I couldn't say that. And I said, you asked me a question, and of course I'm a free American with a First Amendment right, and I can say what I want. You don't have to like it, but it's the truth. And you can't stop me from saying it. And, of course, you know, that's when they blew up. Of course, they couldn't handle that. But, you know, I'm just trying to engage the guy on a conversation. He asked me, he engaged me first, asking me why I wasn't a member. And I informed him why and pointed out the reasons why and challenged him to, you know, correct their errors in their ways in the past. And I said, if you guys would get on board with us, the Americans that are supporting the Second Amendment for what it was designed for, you know, we'll support you, but until you do, I have no interest in being a part of your affiliation. So,
and what did he say then?
Well, I mean, that's basically when the guy got hostile, and the guy that looked like Jabba the Hutt, probably 450-pound guy, he's, you know, he's the one that said he was going to break bad and jump over the table and attack me and kick my butt. Of course, I'm 6'5", about 200 pounds, and not really worried about the guy, to be honest with you, but it was interesting, his tactic, his attack on me, that I had to shut up and leave, and or they were going to kick my butt. And instead of discussing this civilly and maybe talking about their history, oh no, I didn't want to do that.
But see, notice he made the terroristic threat. I mean, that's punishable by jail time. I'm going to kick your butt. I'm going to physically assault you. I'm going to come over this table and kick your ass. And then you're sitting there, and then they go call and try to tattletale.
Right, right. The head of the sponsor, the people that were running the organization, and, you know, this fella, his thing is just to try to make peace. Okay, Mike, just stay away from them, and I'll tell them to stay away from you, blah, blah, blah. You know, I was going to get the guys to come on the simulcast and talk about what they're up to, and, you know, that never happened. That wasn't in their – but the funny thing is, this is interesting. I went to – half of the people there that were gun dealers and vendors, none of them wanted to come on the radio because they were concerned about the government identifying them.
Oh, yeah, because they harass gun shops and gun dealers that stand up for the Second Amendment. We're living in a climate of intimidation, and I run into the BATF. I mean, these guys look like real criminals. I mean, not guys trying to act like criminals. They were all about 6'2", muscular, shaved heads, goatees, tattoos, and they're just like, you know, the times I run into them, I mean, they're like, damn right we're bringing America down. You're right. Yeah. And I mean, you know, I mean, these people are sick, man. They are sick. I just want to kick them out of the country, man. I want to just take the country back and do exactly what George Washington did and say, look, leave the country.
One last thing, Alex. My second show, I had a local gun shop spend $10 on a single ad before the election. I said, the election is Tuesday, today is Sunday, tomorrow's Monday, the only gun shop open, and I said the name of the gun shop. I said that three times in 1 minute. That was my slick ad. That was it. Monday, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms visited this dealer and said, why are you advertising on this show? The area supervisor, the gun shop dealer, talked to him at the show. I hadn't talked to him since. He finally revealed to me, the area supervisor for the BATF visited him, said, don't advertise anymore or we'll pull your plug.
That's America.
That's how,
I mean, folks, that is what we're, instead of that guy saying, you know what, Well, no, you don't want to tell them then, or the BATF would have planted a hand grenade. Oh, really? Then, you know, probably blasted him right in the chest. I'm not kidding. I mean, they bombed Oklahoma City. It was the BATF did that. And we caught him red-handed. But the point here is he should have gone public. He should have made a big stink out of it and said, I'm being politically persecuted. Then they wouldn't get within 100 miles of him. But, I mean, let me guess. The gun shop is going to live in the Soviet Union. They're going to do what they're told and just wait to be shut down anyways.
He is the last gun shop in the small town of Covington, Tennessee. Brighton, Tennessee's got one. Millington's down to one. They're slowly... Mike's in Jackson, Tennessee, one of the largest and oldest, is gone. They're pulling the plug. They're going in, finding paperwork. Like you said, they're slowly destroying these people, and people aren't standing up. And, of course, I go to court on the 30th of April. The guy that shot at me and my wife, I told you about, I've been charged with aggravated kidnapping because I told him to drop his gun. So there we go.
What station are you on?
WLRM. I talked to you yesterday, 1380 in Memphis. And you inspired me so much. I'm a mechanical engineer. I'm not a talk show host. I just got fed up. I did my research. You know, that's one thing I learned how to do in college is research, verify the facts. And you woke me up, Chief, and I guarantee you, I'm on fire, and I'll go down fighting.
Well, you know, there's a lot of famous cases in Tennessee where the public has to throw out boss hog government. Tennessee, you know, has got great people in it, but it's had a lot of boss. What's that famous case where the World War II vets came back and their whole town was run by thug cops?
The War of Athens, Tennessee.
Yeah, the War of Athens, Tennessee.
Yeah, exactly. But and right now, everybody's asleep or they're in the chilling effect that you talk about. That's the truth. People are afraid. They're afraid to speak out. They're afraid to do anything. It's pathetic.
Well, good to hear from you. I appreciate the call. I'm going to play a video clip and then get into some financial news. Analyzing, it's far worse than what the Associated Press is saying. Right over here on the screen on this. Pentagon PR spending raises propaganda concerns. This, what they mention is a fraction of Pentagon propaganda. The Pentagon is domestically engaging blogs. It's hired tens of thousands of private contractors to go out on blogs, say lies, threaten people. They spend billions of dollars in propaganda placement in movies and TV, not just the overt ads or Three Doors Down video propaganda. And the Pentagon admits, yeah, we're propagandizing the American people. What's wrong with that? They're running psyops because the Pentagon doesn't work for the American people. The Pentagon works for the offshore banks that have hijacked this nation. Let's go ahead and play part of the clip.
Troops on the move. Guns blasting. It's what one first thinks of when it comes to the military, but now the Pentagon is expanding a third front. The Defense Department is ramping up its spending as it delves further into shaping public opinion around the world and at home.
This is a fight for the human terrain. It means that being able to influence populations to support government objectives.
Influence populations, the American people. We're supposed to influence the government. It's our government. But now I played that clip where they talked about martial law and the military and where their problem, how it's us against them. See, they're influencing. That's why you see the propagandas everywhere now. It's just brainwashing. And the Army recruiters and Marine recruiters threatening kids to arrest them if they don't sign the form to join. It's just criminal.
Not just U.S. objectives, but the objectives of the country that we're supporting in a fight against insurgents or terrorists.
It's a fight the Pentagon is taking seriously. In all, it's spending nearly $5 billion, with more than 27,000 people working to get its message out. However, some in Congress are questioning if it's also breaking the law by engaging in domestic propaganda.
I want to make sure that the taxpayers' money is not being used by government agencies for covert propaganda directed at American citizens in this country.
The programs in question are as wide-ranging as the military itself. A program called Hometown News is partly run out of this office in San Antonio. Here, staffers put together print, radio, and television stories that they send out to thousands of news outlets across the country.
Hi, I'm Corporal Christopher Pena. I'm coming to you live from Bahrain.
Some of it is as innocuous as...
Yeah, this is all a whitewash. I mean, it's fake stuff, TV ads, inside movies propaganda, anti-gun statements they pay for, because they work for Wall Street that's offshore that's busy looting the country. And it's Northcom's job to make sure the enslavement of the American people, the takeover by foreign corporations, happens. And I told you that years ago. It's now on record, the Army War College. It's now on record, the Naval War College says their job is to secure the American people and make sure we go along with this, and to make sure the trillions every year in no-bid contracts go to the big defense contractors. But see, they produce all this fake news and then offer it free or pay to have it run on your local news, and you never know it was paid for. Go ahead and go back.
Holiday greetings from soldiers far from home and getting others to enlist. But others are stories that look like any other news item, and the public is not told it was produced by the military.
This is what we do for the civilian media, to put the good news out there and to spread that military word back to the hometowns where these guys and gals are from.
At Fort Bragg in North Carolina, soldiers work on...
What they're doing is taking over the United States. FEMA camps, civilian, General James L. Jones, National Security Council with no congressional approval. It's taking over every federal agency. That's the Washington Post. Here's Defense Link. And in here it mentions the military is now going to work with Homeland Security fighting gangs. That's here at the bottom. I mean, I can't even cover all this, how bad it is. Like Nazi Germany, they're taking over. And they all feel real, they all buy their own Kool-Aid. These guys all buy their own Kool-Aid. Some experts believe it's only a matter of time before transnational terrorism organizations link up across the U.S. border. This is a concern for local, state, and federal emergency agencies, but given the expanded role of U.S. military domestic defense, it might also become a concern for the Pentagon. There's a section called Gangs, Terrorists, Cops, and the Defense. See, they know it's popular to defend the border, so they're selling the message of putting troops on the streets of America for the border, but when you read their real orders, it's to suppress the American people. Back to it.
What's called psychological operations that are targeted at residents overseas. Specifically, they try to convince potential insurgents not to take up arms against America.
I can tell you that there wouldn't be a single American disappointed in anything that we've done with regard to, you know, what, you know, might be out there that they don't know about. And in fact,
pause. You know, this whole AP piece is a psyop. They cut from here with them propagandizing as to, well, they're doing it in Iraq and what's wrong with it. It's all about lying to you. They tell the recruiters to go threaten your children in schools. They have access to them now, that they'll be arrested if they don't join the military. Back to him.
They probably, and frankly, don't care, because maybe they're safer as a result of it.
But there has been some misinformation fed directly from the military, including the initial erroneous details surrounding Jessica Lynch's ordeal in Iraq and the death of former NFL star Pat Tillman.
All right, stop right there. We have it confirmed. We've talked to the family. They killed Pat Tillman. He was writing letters home. He was going to go public against the war about him growing opium over there. They murdered him. That's who the government is. They murder America. They're here to kill America. And then the Jessica Lynch thing, Jerry Bruckheimer directed that. They directed it. It was all staged. All lies. Enjoy your vaccines, though, Trips. You think you're getting away with this? Your masters are euthanizing you right now. Soft kill weapon. Back live, finishing up on the military front. It's militaries throughout history at the behest of an owning elite to take over countries. That's already happened. And all the esprit de corps, George Washington, all of it, Iwo Jima, it's all gone. It's all over. Just like when Hitler took over the military. I'm sorry. Are the individual troops bad? No. But all this brainwashing, and we've got to worship what they do, that's getting you ready for them here in the United States, and that's on record now. I'll get to all your calls tomorrow. We're just flat out of time. At the start of the show, I cover how they're going to ration health care. This is so incredible. This isn't the Republicans claiming this. This is the Democrats saying it. But before we go any further, gold is still up at the 920 level. It's only going to go up. You know, the bankers are going to steal all the country's money. Then they're going to devalue the currency. I love people getting prepared and getting positioned and not being at the behest of the New World Order. Get gold and silver. It is the best investment out there. Is any investment perfectly safe? And no, but this always has intrinsic value. All the evidence shows it's going to go straight up. It was $280 when you started plugging it. Now it's 900 and something. I believe it's going to go well over 1,000. But regardless of this, it has intrinsic value and is an investment they can't destroy. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, I want you to take action. Ted Anderson, just 4 weeks ago, was selling gold for $715 an ounce here. And he ran out of that when it was $850. He passed on that savings. Now, he bought a bunch of gold and silver when it was at $830. He's still selling it with that price factored in. When the market was at $830. Now, he is at the very tail end of all of it. And you see it go up. This will probably be the last time. We're not sure. Ted got some big purchases in. Here at the end, Ted, tell folks what you have left at that 830 level, though gold's been staying right up there above 900.
Well, just yesterday, we finally received 1,000 francs that we ordered in at that level, at that 830 level. And we also picked up a bunch of British sovereigns. I can't remember the count on those. Currently, I just looked again. Today, if I price them out, the francs are at 228, although this group is at 217, so you get to buy out of that group, which is going to save you a ton of money. British sovereigns currently right now at 279 is what you'd be paying based upon today's market. Right now, I have them at 265. Another thing that I ran into, Mercury dimes, I had to pull those off the sheet and go to Walking Libs again. Walking Liberty halves and Mercury dimes, I have supply of them both. Usually I'm having trouble getting one or the other. I sell out and I go after the other one because there's always, once I start pushing something, they go so fast.
Yeah, let's explain. Almost everybody else is sold out, and if they have them, there's giant premiums. You have it discounted right now, even in this bull market.
Well, that's what I try to do. I mean, gold has been bouncing. It's like a ratchet. It bounces down a little bit, finds the support level, and up it goes again. When it broke through that $800 level, 896, I think was the low, 891, somewhere right in there, I was buying. I mean, that's why I picked up, a lot more stuff. I mean, I'm really trying to hold inventory when the prices go down.
Yeah, and it doesn't. Folks can't beat this deal. The brokers will be there till midnight, or leave your number. They'll call you back in the morning. 1-800. Give them the number.
686. Yeah, 800. Yep. 800-686-2237. I should let you do it, Alex. You do it better than I do.
No. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Folks are insane if they're trusting these socialists taking over the whole country and handing in the money to the bankers. Why are they staying in fiat currency? They're going to kill the dollar. They're going to remonetize it. 800-686-2237. I hope folks take advantage. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. Hey, folks, rebroadcast now. First hour was jam-packed with news. It's going to restart right now. One place, InfoWars.com. See you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.